you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
I'd like to think I can defend my child against a German Shepherd. It might be tough, but a pit bull is almost impossible.
Bob in the Bronx. You're on WABC with Councilman Peter Vallone. Go ahead, Bob.
First, I'd like to say that if you're going to ban the dog, take him away, make him illegal. Don't do this half measure of, I don't want to take anybody's pet away that might be loving. I think that's kind of disingenuous.
Yeah, maybe you're right, but it would be a very hard thing to do to get a bill like that passed. But you might be right.
You a dog owner, Bob?
I used to own a pit bull. I used to be one of those people that said, oh, well, so my pit bull's gentle. It's nice around my kids. Poodles bite people more than pit bulls do. But poodles don't kill people.
A pit bull did.
A pit bull took off half of my left foot. It was the nicest, sweetest dog on earth.
Nice.
It was very sweet. His name was Slow Joe, and he was kind of stupid, and he was, a nice, sweet dog. Until one day, he just snapped, bit off half my foot. What am I going to do? Say, it was an isolated incident? No. I put a bullet in his head.
That's been my point, John. I mean, if a poodle snaps, you've got that margin of error. You can always take it away from your kids. But a pit bull snaps, you lose your left foot.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
We were always
saying, yeah, but it looks like it's about 12 inches long.
We're going to take a shower, both of us.
That is enormous, isn't it?
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Let me smell you for a minute.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
In your face, huh?
Yeah.
Same thing happens to me.
I will go till you tell me to stop.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Hansen.
And pit bull took half of my foot.
It's Don Mike Show, and it's a good looking Tuesday. A good morning, Tuesday. Phone number, as you heard, 877-365-3636. Yesterday, I made the point of starting the show by saying I was unhappy with the sporting goods store where they didn't speak English, and the Starbucks across the street where you couldn't get a cup of coffee if you're on fire.
Right.
Let me today say thank you to Verizon. There was a guy.
You are thanking a phone company?
As most of you know on the show, and as most of our listeners know, I have two phone lines at home. Listeners call me at home all the time, Mike.
It's your command center.
Anyway, way back in September, we were having some type of violent thunderstorm, which was a sign that we were going to get a very mild winter anyway.
Right.
The power had gone off, and something happened to the phones. One of the telephone lines had this on it and drove me nuts.
Was that when you had the bright light all around your house and you ran into the house and went to the fireplace and tried to close the flue before the some sort of sensor was coming down? And
then my balls started to glow.
And wasn't that when your son was visiting you and he went to the door and opened the door and then all of a sudden something pulled him out and you didn't see him for a while? And then you started making a big, like, pyramid out of dirt in your kitchen?
And, yes,
bright lights everywhere.
How much time was left in that song? Did I fade that out way prematurely, right? Not too much. Oh, that's the best part.
Hey!
You know, Stevie ain't gonna leave it.
That's
okay.
Right.
Well, there you go. I don't feel bad about that.
You got the best part.
Anyway, the people from Verizon had come out in September, and basically they scratched their heads and said, it's a problem with the alarm company. We'll see you later.
Okay?
And I just got by with one telephone line. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out my girlfriend, when she moved in, one of the things she said was,
hey, you big dumb lummox, well, why is there a second phone line that you're paying for that doesn't work?
Yeah.
And I said, here's the paper. They came out here, and, you know, it's not fixed. So anyway, she called, and a guy named Danny.
Danny. I'd like to come over and mow my lawn.
From Verizon, came out yesterday, and in this age of we'll be there between...
Danny.
We'll be there between, you know, noon and midnight.
Right.
And
sit down, Danny.
And you got to be... This guy showed up on time, brought his helper friend with him.
Wow. Like right at noon?
They wore those hospital booties in my house.
Oh, nice.
Everywhere. And...
Wow.
5.5 hours of these guys digging through my attic, finding that there was a power surge, and that also mice had eaten some of the phone lines. Of one
was
of
there any gas smell?
Tremendous gas smell. But that was mainly...
Dead
from,
birds.
Here was the moment of truth, really, with Janet and I. And thank you to Verizon and this guy, Danny, okay?
Sit down, Danny.
Not everybody's bad. This guy,
Danny. Young or old?
Young guy. Did a great job. Thank you for all the time you put into this.
Danny from Verizon.
What I had forgotten was I've gotten over just about every single hurdle that you can have living with someone when you're not used to living with them. Much like you get past the first fart. The fact that now I go to the bathroom in the morning and just whatever happens, I don't really care about it. She's just a door away. Right. We've gotten that intimate. But when they had to go into the bedroom to find the phone line that the mice had eaten through some of the wiring in, they had to pull back my dresser from my side of the bed.
you've had this happen before.
Yeah, this was like a flashback to almost 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'll say this. I don't like my feet. I'm not a foot guy. You know this. But I'm happier with my feet. I don't have the toenail fungus happening anymore. And I keep my feet...
I'm riveted to this setup here because I want to see what's coming.
Keep my feet meticulously clean.
You're talking about your feet and your dresser.
Good for you.
I can only imagine.
Well, I think most people know by now.
Sure.
I sit on the edge of my bed and I trim my toenails. The toenail trimmings either fall on the bed or fall on the floor, depending on if I'm sitting Indian style on the bed. Or
you don't choose to bring a trash can over and hope for maybe some of the shavings, the leavings, fall in the trash.
You know, during the year and a half that I was living by myself, I would simply push them all on the floor and think, well, someone will be by with a vacuum cleaner at some point. And really, occasionally I would walk over to my side of the bed, and I knew I'd feel it.
Sure.
I'd step on like one of my big old toenails that was just there.
Puncture your foot. And then it would be a quick trip to the emergency room. To have the toenail removed from the bottom of your foot.
Generally speaking, what I do is...
Did it ever go to the bone? Did it ever go straight through to the bone when you stepped on it?
Oh, no, but I've had some big ones. I mean, I have really like old lady thumbnails that I play, and they come off perfectly...
Would you do this with both
perfectly
your
aligned.
Would you do this with both your toes and your hands?
No, I'm a biter on my hands.
Ah, no trimming. Really?
I'm a biter. I'm a nail biter.
You bite
biter.
Your nails?
I'm a world-class nail biter. Most people think I use the snip-snip thing. No, it's the teeth.
What happens to the clippings when you bite your nails?
Ah, now, see, that's a different... Thank you, Buzz, for bringing that up.
Thank
in that know. Case, I spit them out, and I throw them in the garbage.
Ah, well.
No problem, because you can chew your fingernails anywhere.
Right.
You can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friends.
Right.
And you really can't do your toenails unless you're in an intimate spot.
True.
Anyway, what I've done with the toenails for the last year and a half is, without question, once a month, twice a month, whatever it is, especially when they get big and ugly looking, I just toss them behind my dresser. I just toss the leavings.
You pick them up from the floor and just throw them behind the dresser?
Yeah. Because it would be too much work.
You throw your fingernails in the trash, but you throw your toenails. That speaks to your whole foot phobia.
That's correct, Doctor.
Yeah.
So they pulled out. They pulled out the dresser yesterday, and lo and behold, it was a treasure trove full of old toenails of
like
mine.
Noticeable from to the naked eye from above.
Yeah.
You just had hundreds of them there. You can now re-gravel your driveway.
I think the real count was the ones that really jumped out at both Janet and the guy from the phone company.
Uh-huh.
She said that there were four huge ones. Four ones that, like...
I think they deserve credit for staying in your house.
When they pulled the thing away from the wall, they said, oh, those are nails back
there. Did it appear that any vermin might have tried to nest with the nails, collect them perhaps for an incredibly powerful nest?
They're too funkified.
Oh.
They're like petrified remains.
Wow. That's why the guys wore the booty.
But thank you very much to Verizon. See, not everybody's bad.
You know, they make a clipper now that automatically collects the clippings. You snip, and it goes into a container.
Yeah, I have one of those. It doesn't work all that well.
It helps. I mean, it helps a little bit.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Radio God. Thank you for that. Hey, but Don, when you trim your toenails, you sit in Indian style, T-shirt or white beater?
Oh, no shirt, sir. In nude.
Like
Buddha.
Yeah,
nude. So like Buddha.
Well, then you have to be very careful where the nails
are. Yeah, big daddy. That's how I like it.
Okay.
Hey, Negro, check in there.
All right.
Keep in touch.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye, soul brother. See you later.
Happy toenail year.
There are a couple of things that have nothing to do with my feet that I wanted to mention up front. One of them is Mike, and one of them has to do with Joe. Apparently, Joe has been on some type of a Charles Manson kick. Not really sure where this started from with Joe.
Well, be afraid. Be very afraid.
He's a fan of Charlie Manson.
Started in the 60s.
And I heard today that he's... You remember a couple of days ago we played... there was like one tape, a random tape of Charles Manson mm-hmm. saying something like, it's crazy time around here or something
that.
Right.
Didn't even sound like Charles Manson.
It was sneaky time.
It's sneaky time around here.
Well, geez. Oh, here it is right here, number 11.
Oh, good.
Okay, thank you.
Everything is sneaky up around Sneakyville.
Yeah. So I made a point of saying to one of the guys, hey, that was good. Tell Joe that was good. And then this person, who will not be identified, said to me, and well, I want to keep it a secret, but I'll give you a hint. His ass is just exploding.
I'll have to think.
Ulcerative colitis. So anyway, Rob said, Joe is like obsessed with this and has brought in, keep in mind, Joe, who never brings anything to the show, okay, except
his personality.
Sparkling personality.
Right, that.
He's brought in all this tape that he found of Charles Manson.
Wow.
And apparently he's nuts about nutty Charlie Manson.
He likes Charlie.
He's, well,
Charlie with the carved forehead.
The word that Rob used was, and I wrote it down, obsessed.
Obsessed with Charlie.
That Rob says that Joe is obsessed with Charles Manson.
Is he obsessed with the whole family, like Squeaky and everybody else?
He found on his own tapes of Charlie Manson talking, doing one of his monologue, tapes of the Charlie Manson family singers. He found some Squeaky Fromm tape.
Wow.
That he just wants to bring in and, I guess, dissect on the air.
Squeaky still in the joint? Is Squeaky still in the hooscow?
I believe she is.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
I don't know. So Joe's out there.
Yeah. There was a time when you'd be afraid to say that. Because they were all out among us. Remember that?
Right.
Way back when you didn't want to talk about the Manson family because everybody thought that they had branches all over the country.
See, when that happened, that was what, 1969?
Right.
Yeah. You know, that was 11. I could give a rat's ass.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of the people looked at the Manson family in the same way that sometimes you look at the mafia in New York. You didn't want to say a lot of stuff because you thought there might be retribution.
Right. I think Squeaky is out because didn't she eulogize Ford?
You may be confused on that point.
Thank you. Hold on. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Oh, Super Dave.
It's Super Dave.
Dave, how are you?
Hey, great, buddy. I'd like to work out coming on Friday if that's a good day to come.
You'd like to come by on Friday?
Right.
Come on by the show on Friday.
All right.
You've been traveling the world, I hear.
Right.
Right.
Where have you been, Super Dave?
I've been busy.
Where you been?
Been listening to all the best of shows.
Yeah. Hey, where have you been, Dave?
Where have you traveled, Dave?
Hooters and all kinds of places, New Orleans and everything.
You didn't go to France?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that was Robert.
Oh, yeah, well, I've got something about Robert Mailman, too. Super Dave.
I really thought Super David going to France. I'm an idiot.
Super Dave. Thank you. Hold on just a moment.
All right.
Hold on. We'll see you Friday, friend.
All right.
All right. So,
happy Friday.
That's Super Dave. Now, we got the Joe thing. Then there's something that Mike told me before the show that I think merits discussion.
Wow.
And speaking of Robert Mailman, there is also a copy of some sort of a magazine that is devoted to water sports, to wave runners.
Yeah.
Yeah, water sports, but really in particular wave runners. Uh-huh. The name of the magazine is Ride. You saw the picture.
Ride? I didn't see the picture in its entirety. I glanced there.
There you go.
There it is. That is one hell of a jet ski.
And it's Robert the Mailman.
Look at him. He looks thin.
He's actually profiled. He's wearing his Lakers uniform.
Oh, my God.
Standing next to his jet ski And it goes on. It says he's part of the Morning Drive radio show. So
that's, they got all the facts correct.
So
that's worth getting to.
Gotta love that print medium.
That's good with Robert the Mailman. We can put that picture of him on the web when we read that flattering story.
Good.
And we got Joe with the tapes. And then right before we're going to go on the air, Mike mentions to me that he's upset with a friend of his that he's getting phone calls a guy he's
very good friend of mine.
Dodging these calls. Now, I thought you were talking about your buddy who says the Ohio State. He's one of those
guys.
Now,
that's Bill, and Bill's probably on his way back from Arizona. And, I'll send him a Bust Your Chops email. But, no, Bill has nothing to do with this.
Okay, so it's not that guy. Because I thought maybe you just didn't want to jump on him because it's such an easy target.
Yeah, well, it's an easy target, but he goes to all the Ohio State functions. He goes to all the games. He plans his next vacation. And I pay him. He's my life insurance agent, so I'm putting his kids through college.
All right, so
I don't
this
care.
Is not the guy. Now,
this Mike is going to be difficult for me to talk about.
Mike will tell you about this later. That when we were on the break, the sabbatical, so I could get my head together, one of the things that happened to Mike was his place down in Florida got flooded out.
Yes.
Okay.
Had a busted piece of plumbing, a busted toilet, and it ended up flooding the whole place down.
The floors.
We'll hear about that.
I even brought pictures back.
But there's something even. Not better than that, but let's just pick it up right here. Mike says to me before the show, he's looking at his phone, says, I don't want to take this call now. I don't want to talk to this guy.
He'll know who he is. I'm not going to mention him by name, though.
So I thought, it's the Ohio State guy, right? And I said to Mike,
no, it's a golfing buddy of mine.
I said, is it the Ohio State guy? I said, no, it's a guy. Use my place in Florida. He said, oh, my God, I feel like the flood did damage down there. And then he started to tell me, and I said,
friend, after I got done with all
save
this,
save it for the show, friend.
I got done with all this water damage, and I'm assessing the damage of replacing tile, replacing carpet, replacing drywall,
right.
Because I haven't been down there since last spring, and this is December when I go down there, and we're in the middle of working out all our stuff and getting all that done, and it's been kind of stressful, and it gets kind of resolved, not totally resolved, but kind of resolved, and I say I'll take 5 days, and I'll go down to Florida. And I'll just play golf all by myself, and I'll just have a great time. And I walk in, and I walk into this house with the gurgling water sound, and I realize that I'm going to have to be there, A, a lot longer, and B, this is going to be occupying all my time when I'm down there. So it was kind of frustrating. And I get done assessing all the water damage, and I slog in, and I mean slosh in to the kitchen just to make some phone calls. And I look, and I see there's a very nice little setup of a little kid's picture saying, thank you, Mr. O'Mara, and there's a bottle of tequila. I had let my buddy use my house last spring, and I wasn't a rental or anything. I said, go ahead and use the house, and I've known him. He's been down there before. He knows his way around down there, and I see this sign. This is very cute. I see a bottle of tequila, and I go, I don't drink tequila, but, whatever. It's a gesture, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. I'm not really receptive to anything pleasant at this time anyway.
Sure.
Because I'm dealing with a flooded house. However,
now, this guy was there.
It should be pointed out.
House before
yes.
You had the water damage. Right?
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I have no evidence that he had anything to do with the water damage. I think that happened really just a few weeks before I came down.
No.
I don't think that, because if it had been that long, I believe my house would have melted. I would have gone down there and it would have been a melted house. But I walk in to the kitchen, and I'm pissed off to start with because I got all this water everywhere. And I'm kind of pissed off at my next door neighbor because he stores stuff in my garage and he lives down there. And, he didn't see this water damage, and he pops in 45 minutes after I get there and goes, hello, hey, how you doing? I'm like, how do you think I'm doing? Take a look at this. And he goes, oh, my God. And I'm like, okay, I guess in the whole time you were using my place for storage, you didn't notice that. And then another buddy of mine who I had let use the place, I look at this little setup, and after I look at the tequila bottle and the nice little picture and the little plastic glasses that they left to make margaritas, which I don't drink, I looked over to the right, and I look at the trash can. And we have a white, clean trash can. And one of the things Carla prides herself, whenever we're leaving Florida, when we're down there, it's a small house, it's very easy to keep, and she just scours it. I mean, she goes from head to toe. You can eat off the floor, literally. It is so, because we're not going to be there for a while, and we want to make sure it looks good. Now, look, and on the trash can appears to be, I would call it gravy, some sort of brown gravy. Oh, and it's all dried, of course, but it's... It's a stain, and it's not really a hardened, caked-on stain. It is a stain that means that the gravy was there long enough where it just kind of formed the color on the trash can, and it's right there. And I look, and the same kind of brown gravy in this house that had been really clean stem to stern. There's speckles of it on the cabinetry, you know, down there in the kitchen. There's food around all the kitchen appliances there, mm-hmm. And it was even later on in the week that I discovered under a cutting board. I lifted up a cutting board, and there was this gravy, gross, you know, breeding food thing, right. That appeared to have been there since my buddy was there. Now, you know, here's the problem you run into.
Do you think it's possible that's flood damage?
No.
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 What was he doing having a CSI?
This was food. No. Now, here, I have to say this, but I'm going on the word of my next-door neighbor, who I've also... Well, this is a policy that I've reversed now. I don't do this. I'm not going to do this anymore. I have periodically let my next-door neighbor have guests come over, and because these are small, tiny little houses, and he said, hey, you know, can I have my friend come in and use the place while we're playing in this golf tournament? I said, yeah, go ahead. He watches my house. He looks out for me.
You're lucky you don't have crabs.
But the thing is...
Man, you have people you don't know staying in your bed.
But you know how many... Well, I mean, if I rented it, you know, it'd be different people.
It'd be worse.
Months at a time, it might be a lot worse. However, I kind of indicated that to him. He indicated to me that nobody had stayed there. So I'm going on his word that that would make my golfing buddy the last guy that was in there.
Mm.
And not only the little gravy thing, but and I'm just getting more pissed off and more pissed off as I'm walking around. Sure. It is not as though, and there were some stains on the carpet too, that were there. Food area. It appeared
gravy,
to be food.
Again,
the reason I say this, the reason I was so aware of this, I'm not particularly, I'm sloppy, but I'm not dirty.
Right.
And I'm pretty anal about this place down in Florida because Carla really helps me so much and really goes nuts. It's her thing. It's like what she does the last day of our vacation. She prides herself on it, and it was really meticulous.
Help me with this. How many brown stains and where? Physically, like
mostly kitchen.
Floor till ceiling?
No, not that significant. Mostly in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
But the thing is, under that one cutting board, this just gravy that it oozed under there, and it just hadn't been. Look, you know, if you're not going to do it, just do a once over on it.
Right.
You know, do a once, but a decent once over. You know, you spray things. If there's gravy, if there's stains, wipe down the stains. That's it. And then I went into the guest bathroom.
Yeah.
Where I guess his kids were, or whatever. And you know that kind of, you get a stain if there's pee on a seat,
right,
that stays. It
right.
Kind of turns like that lovely orangey color.
Uh huh.
And on the seat and under the seat, it was just, it was all over the place. And there were a couple little brown stains on the roll of toilet paper. Now, that could have been a mold from flood or whatever.
That's probably what it was.
But to make a long story short, and then now I'm going to out him. He's going to call me later on. But you know what? It's what you've done this periodically. You don't want to do it in person, so you do it on the radio.
Yeah.
And then he leaves a Yankee logo on my computer, because he's a Yankee fan. And
Any stains on your computer?
Here's the weird thing. Here's the thing that's amazing.
Right.
Carla comes down shortly thereafter, walks over in the placemats, and she shakes out the placemats, and they're like crumbs falling out of the placemats, which is, hey, that's fine, too. That's not a big deal. If we hadn't been kind of nuts about it. But here's the weird thing. We're in the middle of a conversation about it, and the phone rings, and it's this guy.
Oh.
And he calls. And
what
I'm like...
What did he call to say?
Where's
my gravy?
You know what it was? I got the timeline for you. It's right around the time the Red Sox got that Japanese pitcher, Matsuzaka. So I think the call was just to bust my chops about the fact that we got him and the Yankees didn't. And it was one of those deals. But, I'm dealing with this flood. I'm dealing with all this crap. And I'm just beside myself. And the moral of the story is, you know, I just don't want to... let anybody touch it anymore. You know, it's kind of my stuff. I was doing it to be a, you know, nice guy. I said, yeah, go ahead. What the heck? I'm not all about really my stuff. I'm not, you know, I like stuff, but I don't care about stuff.
Right.
Probably to a fault.
I guess.
I really don't care about my stuff that much. And I should. And this was one example where I was really...
On a scale of 1 to 10, how noticeable were these gravy stains?
Oh, it was 10. I mean, it was 10. In the kitchen, 10.
In
the kitchen, 10. If you have a clean house that you leave, I mean, and it's white. The cabinets are white. The floor was white. Everything was white. Thank you, Rob.
Rob likes white.
It was a noticeable. I mean, you could tell right away.
Well, what about the dried pee?
The dried pee, probably had to, you know, take a peek at it. You know, when I lifted up the seat is when I really, you know, I was like, ugh. And then I went to do my business, and because I had to be in that bathroom instead of my other bathroom, because my other bathroom was flooded. So I'm having a great time down there. The only thing that about an hour later,
time to take a dump.
About an hour later, I go into the whiskey cabinet.
Sure,
because really, that's all that I planned on doing for the week. It's just
walk in?
It's a walk-in whiskey cabinet.
Yeah.
No, I got my good stash down there. I really do. My really, really good stuff. You know that Jameson's Gold? I keep it down there.
Your stuff that Buzz can't step on?
And I looked, and it was just a combination of everything. And then I haven't called the guy back because I didn't want to say this, so now I've said it. And
think he's listening?
No. No.
Why don't you call him up?
No, I'm not calling
him. I mean, just on yourself, not on the air. Just with your side. Why don't you call him up and say, hey, we were just talking about it. Did you leave gravy stains? I mean, I double dog dare you. Do it right now.
You what?
A double dog dare you.
All right. It's a double dog dare. You have to take. All right.
Yeah. There you go. Now we don't have to worry about the stupid FCC because Mike will just call on his cell phone and we won't even hear the guy say, why, those aren't my stains. Oh, and Mike, do yourself a favor, friend.
What?
Don't give him the excuse to say that it wasn't him.
You're just assuring. You know what you're doing now? You're not helping me. You're assuring that this will go badly. And I'm going to call him right now.
Here's my CSI question. Based on the direction of the splatter, the gravy, is it possible somebody lost their lunch?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I bet I know what happened.
What?
They threw a paper plate away, like from across the way, and it broadcast gravy.
That must have been it.
Hey, man, it's me. How are you?
Well, good, you got him.
Hey, we're talking about you on the radio right now. I'm talking about the gravy stains in the house in Florida.
Wow.
Did you leave those gravy stains in the kitchen? Yes. Yeah, and incidentally, I haven't mentioned your name on the radio. I'm just talking about a friend that used my house in Florida.
How about the pee?
And there were gravy stains in the kitchen. Did you leave those gravy stains in the kitchen? On the counter and on the trash can, and then there were pee stains in the guest bathroom. I was just kind of curious. Do you think it's possible?
What's he saying?
I know this is kind of awkward because I'm, you know, on the radio, and nobody can hear you. They can only hear me. But it was kind of frustrating, and I was that's why, you know how you called me a few times and I haven't called you back? It's been bothering me, so I just I thought I'd call.
Was this his gravy, Mike?
He hasn't admitted to whether it's his gravy or not. He hasn't. I'm being asked if it's your gravy.
Push him on it.
And Don's saying I should push you on it. Do you think it was your gravy? Man, no, not man gravy. No, not man gravy. Like brown beef gravy. Did you have some sort of beef-based meal down there at some point?
Chinese sauce.
Chinese or something.
Tell them what you found under the placemat.
Okay. So it could have been something brought in, maybe? It's been a year. I know it's been a year.
Mike, we asked the guy one question for me.
Yes, Don has a... Do you want to talk to him? Here, I'm gonna give you over to Don. Here, okay. your voice isn't on the radio, and don't mention any names. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, good. Thanks,
all right.
Mike.
All right.
Hey, dude, how you doing? great. Hey, let me just ask you, what kind of guy? How long you known Mike? About 7 years. Good buddy, huh? I'll let you use his place in Florida.
don't be mean.
He's a golf buddy.
I'd like to preserve.
What kind of golf buddy? Did he at least wipe the toilet when he leaves? I mean, seriously, do you know that Mike found, like, caked on pee there from either your spastic bladder or your retarded kid?
Don makes the call.
Doug, don't feed me.
Hold on. He says it's possible. Yes, go ahead. I'm going to translate. He says it's possible. It's possible what? He's not sure how often you let people use your house.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, that's not...
You think it was you? Just between me and you. Was it you?
It's been no one since.
Did you leave the... Yeah.
What's he saying?
Oh, hey, you're a bastard. You know what he just said?
What did he say?
I swear to God, Mike, he said, I don't know, it could have been me, could have been somebody used it afterwards, could have been Carla.
Oh!
There's your phone.
Oh, hey, hey, buddy. Hey.
There's your buddy.
Oh.
There's your buddy, Mike.
Now, what's that about, huh? What's that about? Well, see, I was really awkward in calling you back because I was going to have to address this. And
tell him he's a pig, Mike.
And the only way that I felt to do it was to do it this way. So we'll talk later.
Wipe down the toilet.
All right, I'll talk to you later. And, hey, thanks for the Yankee logo on my computer.
Oh.
Yeah. Ask him how much porno he watched on your computer.
I didn't figure out how to get it off there either. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hey, that really worked. Well, now I don't have to sweat. Now I don't have to worry about it. Of course, it was much crueler this way, but that's all right, you know?
Deservedly so.
Yeah, so that feels better. I feel better now. I feel like the load has been lifted. This is a little thing, but it's a little thing that bugged me.
He didn't really seem bothered by the fact. He said, yeah, could have been me, could have been my kids.
Did he? And then he mentioned Carla.
Yeah, then he said,
she's, you know what?
Could have been somebody else, could have been Carla.
Well, you know, he's going to have to deal with her.
Yeah.
Because as mad as I was when, you know, when she, I left it for her.
Well, that's the type of guy you are.
Well, no, I had to blow up the whole house.
Honey, I got something for you.
No, no, I didn't do it. I specifically, because I had to tear up everything, the floors and all that. So there was no using the kitchen for about 6 days.
Oh, gotcha.
And so the cabinet stayed the same, and I especially left the trash can.
Yeah.
I said, you're going to want to see this, because she was the one really that has the memory, you know, that woman's memory where, oh, no, that wasn't like that. It was that kind of deal. So it was... I'm glad we did that. And then all you have to do is double dog dare me, and I figured I'd make the phone call.
Sure. There you go.
Yeah.
And I think we all would like to know, when can we use your place?
Never. No one's ever used it.
The thing is, it's an open door down there.
Yeah.
And your neighbors...
It was. It was an open door. It was an open door that is now closed.
That guy ruined it for me.
Yes.
Buzz's chance. Buzz's chance to score in Fort Myers, Florida.
That's right.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck with that demographic down there, buddy.
With Liz Soprano.
I know widows. You know what? If you know your way, around little dogs, you'll do fine with little dogs down there.
How about you, Regis? You're old.
That is enormous, isn't it?
How big, Regis?
Yeah, but you know, it looks like it's about 12 inches long.
I know you like that. You want to smell it?
Let me smell you for a minute.
Okay.
There are a lot of Regises down there.
Smell it,
Morris. I'm going to let you smell my neck. No nipples and no kisses. You can just smell the neck.
Smell it, Regis.
That's it, huh? Want to play with my flap right here?
Yeah, I
want
to play with your
flap. Harder and harder.
I don't know. Thank God Gilman is here to do that for us, because all of a sudden it's all about him.
What is that, harder and harder?
It's harder and harder. And
harder
I don't know.
Harder.
Thank God Gilman is here to do that for us, because all of a sudden it's all about him.
I would say, really, that there are parts of my house that resemble the freezer, the inside of the freezer here at the radio station.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That has spatters. Yeah.
Hey, Regis.
Hold on. I'm getting a phone call.
You ever take speed?
But here's the deal. Here's what we have learned. It's speed that does the trick. Okay? Let's
it
over.
There you go. All right, I missed a call from Carla. Hold on a second.
Oh.
I will take that call her back.
She's probably indignant about that accusation.
Hurry, Mike. There's advertisers waiting.
She's very scrappy. She's not going to like being accused of leaving that mess. All right.
Without buying a gravy boat.
Your friend said he thought that it was a feminine stain. No, he didn't say that.
He didn't say...
He did say that about Carla.
He might as well have, Don.
Oh, come on, Carla.
What, voicemail?
Yeah, well, you call. She might have something to say about this.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Come on. God damn it, honey. Come on. Daylight's burning.
She didn't change her number again, did she?
Call that number right there.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Let me see. For a good time call, Klondike 7.
I'm sure she was calling me to leave a message. If she was listening. Now I'd be very embarrassed if she wasn't listening.
It's going off right now. There you go.
Ah.
It's going off. It was buzzing right there.
Oh, that's a text. I got a text message.
Ah.
Oh. I'm mad. That's the text message.
I'm mad.
That's the text message. That's
good.
All she says.
You should be, Carla. Yeah.
Urgent. I'm mad.
Urgent, I'm mad. You should be. Send her a text back. You should be. Yeah.
Take too long. Don't know how to work fingers that fast. Don't know. Too busy cleaning pee off toilet.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you want to solve a real mystery, go ahead and figure out who's taking my New York Times every Sunday. Or, better yet, how about why anybody on the planet actually thinks Dane Cook is funny?
Oh. The Don and Mike Show.
Amen to that, brother.
Hi, this is Robert Palmer, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara because they're completely resistible.
The worst thing on the radio. The Don and Mike Show.
How can it be we live in a world where the great Robert Palmer is gone, yet Dane Cook is alive?
delighted to hear that people are jumping on the Dane Cook is not funny bandwagon. I'm really happy about that because I can't stand the guy.
I never really got what it was all about with Dane Cook. I watched
probably a good publicist.
Some of his stand-up on HBO.
I know that when
I went to the movies a while ago, they had an ad like a one night showing. Come see him. Mm-hmm. Some live beaming of a concert.
Right.
And I mean, isn't he like any comedian talking about like his balls or like
yeah, but he falls into the
what
category
it's like breaking up with a chick and with like, you know,
well,
having
doesn't he also oral do that thing where he's kind of a, you know, he's kind of a ladies man too, like he's on those
yeah
lists that where he's on the pretty man list.
Mm-hmm.
And guys on the pretty man list should not be on the comedy
well
list.
Well, he's got that look that really pisses me off in a guy. He's got that shaggy dog look,
right,
where he's got the sideburns and the very carefully manicured
stubble,
3-day
yep
Don Johnson Miami Vice growth of beard,
right, and he's just not funny.
And he's got holes in his jeans, and he walks around, puts his thumbs in his pockets, and goes, "I just don't understand women." I've watched him.
He's full of confidence.
3 or 4 times, I think what he is really a book smart Larry the Cable Guy.
Mm-hmm. Is that what he is?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's the best compliment. Except Larry the Cable Guy's funny.
Larry the Cable Guy has moments of being very funny, and I watched a good chunk of that comedy special that he had, and I didn't see any moment of it where I thought he was particularly funny. And he gets, you know, and then it's the look. Then you get, you know, he's got the look to start with, so he's treading water right there. Right. But it bothers me. Dane Cook,
where'd he come from, Rob? Because you just totally threw me off by handing me this other stuff.
No, he comes from money, is what he comes
talk
from.
Talk for a moment. Where'd he
his
come from?
His father, Jack Kemp, was a very wealthy sports team owner.
Rob? I think he is Boston-based, and he built his entire fan base on the Internet.
Yeah.
He started even before there was a MySpace, but he's huge on MySpace. So I guess if you have a good Internet following, you don't really need to be funny. I always thought he looked like our engineer with the mitts, Dave.
That's giving Dave a compliment, I think.
Kind of. I tell you what, he's not as dreamy as Buzz.
No, no.
Buzz over there in his great Gatsby scarf today.
It's turned Buzz, chilly.
Buzz has the look that I believe, if you'll allow a man who has no style at all to say,
uh-huh,
went out of style perhaps.
You have style.
10 years ago.
You have hacker style.
Yeah, come on. I dress like a 12-year-old boy. I know it. You know it.
I just noticed the sweater. As soon as you said style, I noticed the G's on your sweater.
Subtle. My sweater is subtle. It's still a Packer sweater. I have on Packer socks. I have on Reebok coach's pants, and today I have on Packers sneakers.
Are you wearing your coach's pants as well?
Yeah.
With the Packer logo on them?
There's no logo on them, Mike.
Oh, there's no logo on
no
them?
No logo. This is made by Reebok.
Okay, very good.
Coach's pants.
But over there, my
now,
God.
Now, what he's got going is the look.
It's a classic that style that never goes out of style.
Well, Buzz is wearing a long
peacoat. He's wearing a peacoat.
It's not a peacoat. It's a long coat.
No, it's,
oh,
a,
it's
peacoat.
A long coat.
Yeah. It's a peacoat. Well,
no, a peacoat is a short coat.
He is wearing a dress overcoat.
Oh, my apologies, Buzz. I couldn't see that it was full length. Thank you for the pirouette. Buzz is wearing a long dress coat.
GQ Buzz.
It's a black coat.
Right.
And he's got a white thin scarf.
Yeah.
You know,
a silk scarf.
That's just a silk scarf. Thank you.
Thank you.
A silk scarf. That
silk? Classic. Never goes out. Yeah,
that says it all.
100%.
A silk scarf.
And he's wearing it indoors, which is odd.
He's wearing the layers indoors.
Yes. That's right. Yes. Well, it speaks to the temperature. We keep it in here, but it's you're unusually overdressed.
I was very cold yesterday, so today I have on long johns. I have on sweaters.
You're wearing long johns?
I am, yes.
You're wearing long underwear today?
That's right. Not just underwear.
I'll be like
long
I'll be
underwear.
Like Dane Clark now.
Dane Cook.
Dane Cook. I'm waiting to call him Dane Clark. Dane Cook. So your balls are constricted today.
I wouldn't say constricted.
But they're not flying like they normally do.
No, not like normal.
Are you wearing the red long underwear like we would
no
see in many famous westerns?
No, I'm wearing the fashionable silk underwear, the long,
oh, yeah,
thin underwear.
The kind that pedophiles love?
Yeah,
the
that's
you,
the kind.
With the little kids
that's
where they have
exactly
two snaps in the back and
yeah
it's easy access
got
back there.
Got it out of our pedophile catalog.
There you go. Now, look at Buzz. Now, we have shamed him into taking
no,
off his long
right
jacket and his silk scarf.
A stripper told me once. That's the way you start any good set.
Right.
A stripper told me once that guys would wear nylon running shorts
uh-huh
to go to the strip joint where they gave lap dances.
Sure.
And they would wear nylon running shorts and nothing else so as to really enjoy the experience.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, but the strippers hated it.
Yeah, no, it's not a great
well
idea.
Too bad for the strippers. I mean, tough ass for the strippers. So Dane Cook, and that tape is right. Who knows about that guy? You know the motto on our show, we tried to get it right the second time.
That's right.
We went out, was it yesterday? We went out and had that pathetic showing. We tried to get rid of the crows because we had the bullhorn, which worked to drive the crows away, and then an M80 that Rob had brought in, but it was an M80 that had been handed down to him by his deceased grandfather, beloved Big Daddy,
yes.
Meaning the thing really could have been made in 1920.
Easily.
Rob was standing outside in the high wind trying to light this thing yesterday, and when this alleged M80 finally went off, I've had farts that are bigger.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he had some fireworks that really looked like Hugh Hefner achieving, because it was just smoke. You might as well have a new Pope.
They were all
it was
dust.
Just white smoke.
Mm-hmm, dust.
So, that was a total debacle yesterday. 10 minutes we'll never get back.
Right.
Come in today, and they say, because, you know, the motto on our show, we try to get it right the second time.
Exactly.
Today, they say,
our B player is wonderful.
Today, they say, now that we've already done it, gone outside, and totally botched it, today we've got all kinds of M80s, and we've got a nail gun, which apparently makes as much noise as a shotgun.
Wow. Really?
When you fire it into the ground.
Really?
It's a nail gun that's used by Jeff the Engineer.
Do you have to have nails in it for it to make the sound?
I believe so. No?
I don't think you do.
Thank God.
Thank God. I'm just thinking of that in your hand.
What could go wrong?
I am thinking of a terrible, serious injury in your hand.
Not me, Mike.
Like your hand nailed to a car.
No, listen, if anything, I would impale someone else, not myself, for that.
We thought of that, too.
But, no, so we've got that at some point.
So we've got plenty of pyrotechnics to make the crows go away.
Yeah, we do. We won't go out today because we did it yesterday, but we've got to stop.
We're ready.
And what's the deal with the nail gun that you fire it into the ground? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, it's powered by blank 22 cartridges.
Oh, wow.
And as a safety measure, it only shoots. You can't, like, shoot it in the air. But you have to, like, have it pressed against a curb or the road or something.
Like 22 cartridges?
Well, that's a nail gun. I mean, that's how they built this studio.
I thought they worked on air compression.
No, that would be if it was an air gun. This is literally a nail gun.
Does he have it right now?
He does.
Go get the microphone. Take him outside, please.
Okay, hold on.
Sure.
We can have a demonstration?
Yeah, just take it outside and see how much noise the nail gun makes.
Cool. Very good.
I mean, we won't do the full-blown attack on the birds today.
Not today. So this is something that doesn't have, like, the little hose attachment on it that I'm familiar with nail guns, where you, or the electric nail gun.
That's what I'm familiar with.
I'm familiar with that. I've never heard of it sounds like a real weapon.
It does, doesn't it?
Rob said it sounds like a gun going off. Sounds like a shotgun going off. I said, if you blast four or five of these things into the ground, and I was working with the thought that we'd shoot a nail into the ground, he said, they'll drive the birds all the way to Florida.
Wow. We shall see.
So anyway, that's Jeff the Engineer. And what a shot. The Jeff, lovable engineer with all of the lights on his car, has a nail gun that seriously could kill somebody.
Okay,
turn that thing on now.
Just keep that in mind.
There we go.
Always remember that.
He's getting it. Is he ready?
He's on his way down.
Did he take the lights off his car?
Yes.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, he did. I noticed that yesterday. They were gone.
Okay, we're finding the right setting.
The garland.
Now.
The Christmas lighted garland.
Finding the right setting for the wireless microphone. Take your time with that, Rob. Let's see. Wireless. There you go. Wireless. There you go.
Oh.
And
hello, Jeff.
Hello. It's John.
Hi, John.
Hi, Yanni.
We're still waiting for Jeff.
There you go. There's your...
Right.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, now look at that.
Hey,
Mike.
Jeff. But now what?
Look at it, Mike. It looks like a normal nail gun.
Jeff, explain the difference between this and a regular nail gun.
Well, this isn't used for shooting nails like when you're building a house in the wood.
All right.
This uses a 22 blank to fire like nails into concrete.
Metal
into hard surfaces.
Very good.
Okay, so take it outside. Just fire it off a couple times if you don't mind. All right, they're making their way outside now. In case you cannot tell.
And then give us a three count so we know that you're going to let it go.
The wireless. Right.
It's starting to rain a little bit out here. Beautiful day. Let's see.
Warm, too.
Let me hold that.
Okay, Willard, give the...
Thanks, Topper.
Who's 100?
Okay, he's loading.
A 22. Wow. Actually, I have to press
hold
the barrel.
In 3,
2, 1.
Wow.
It sounds like a gun.
Yeah, it does.
It does sound like a gun.
Hold on. Let's all be quiet. Put the microphone right by it. And like, run away from it. Can you guys do that?
Well, no, because we got to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Can't run away. All right, go ahead, but get the mic closer.
All right. You just spit out the spent one. Here you go.
Do another one?
Yeah, please.
Wait till this will go.
I hear Bear.
We're waiting for a passerby to...
Hey, baby.
How you doing, baby?
That's right, Bear's having a heck of a time. You like that, Bear?
Yeah.
Bear's very happy.
You got to cheer up.
Yes, I do, baby.
This is now close to a drive-by shooting, so Bear feels right at home.
Bear, you have got to cheer up.
Come on,
baby. Very cheerful. Very cheerful. Happy New Year, baby.
Come on, baby.
How long does it take it to load the stupid thing?
3, 2, 1.
Oh, I like the little tear.
Yeah. A little better.
I like
you
better.
Think that really is loud enough?
Oh, yeah.
Almost sounded to me like toast coming out of the toaster.
Probably louder than
I
real life.
I expected a real kaboom.
Well, I think it's difficult on microphone to get the real sense of that.
Yeah, you know? I think what happened...
Then it maybe really wouldn't work on the show. if you can't get the sound...
Yeah, you're right.
They fake the sound of guns in TV and movies because
they enhance the sound, like that movie sound you
guns
you get.
Really just go pop.
Well, then why don't we get like a starter's pistol or something? Would that sound... Would that be more like shotgun-ish?
Maybe. I think... So that's a lot louder than we're getting over the radio.
Hi, Jeff.
Yeah.
Could you do it in here, like into a...
No. Not even on the floor?
No, what would it do if you just... There's not even anything in that nail gun.
It's just a blank.
Right.
Normally, you'd put the nail or whatever in this...
So if you put it right on my little riser here, the little...
It was chipping the concrete.
Oh, it was?
Just a blank.
Yeah, that's without a nail, it was chipping the concrete.
All right, these are the...
So they really are 22 shells.
I can't see the concrete in my chin.
You have a piece of concrete in your chin?
I bounced off my chin.
Wow.
Thank God you're okay, Rob. These are the...
Thank you for caring,
God. These are the shells, as it were.
Yeah.
Wow. That are used. Okay, well, I guess all we got to do is figure out a way to make it louder.
Can we do one in here?
No. We just asked that.
What if we did it, like, in a trash can or something?
Right here.
I might do it with one of the lesser-powered ones, but I brought the strongest that I had.
Jeff, just in a trash can, live a little. Who knows? Fine. What could go wrong? really, what could go wrong?
It'll take out the carpet. Oh, and
how about just right there?
And
if you put it inside the trash can?
And our feng shui acupuncturist downstairs.
Can you do it right outside the door if Mike and I, in the concrete right outside the door right there?
Yeah, and open up the doors?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to take our headphones off?
No, I think we should hear it as everybody listens.
Or maybe take one side off so you can hear the real life echo as well.
All right. Just do it right outside the
door. He's loading it in here.
Okay.
Big fun. Big, big fun. How you doing, baby?
Hey, baby. What's up, baby?
All right, now we're...
3, 2, 1.
Dud.
I didn't hear nothing.
It
didn't go off.
Put it up to your temple.
Jeff has fallen.
Let's play Rockville Roulette.
Mow. 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 Mow.
From reenacting a scene from The Deer Hunter.
3.
Here we go.
2.
I got one side open.
1.
Guys, I hate to rain on you.
That's an effing cap gun.
Get out of here.
All right.
Please. That's everything on the show. Oversold.
That's not a big deal. You need a double barrel shotgun.
Oversold.
Please, get out of here.
Can't you get any kind of gun with blanks that'll make the same sound?
Probably.
All right, any Bear is bringing in the chips of concrete.
Gun owners among us?
Yes, thank you.
There you go. That's nice.
Thank you very much.
That's nice.
That's just the air. Just the air did that.
Just the air did that. Imagine what a nail gun.
How far can you drive it? How do you use that at, like, when you're driving? What do you use it for? You drive a nail into concrete. Won't it, like, go straight through?
No. Well, you put a washer and, like, when we're building transmitter sites, we need to put copper strap in the floor.
Okay.
You want to fix it to it. You
really want to have something fastened.
You don't want to trip over it when you're...
All right.
Well, it's a good tool. I don't think it would scare the birds, though.
Not as much as maybe a really good M80.
Go get us some good fake guns. Starter's pistols or something. Hey, Rob, just for kicks, why don't you light off an M80 outside?
Okay.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show, just so we get something out of this.
Very good.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Howdy.
Oh, hey. I put those nail gun loads in my .22 pistol, like at New Year's. And to fire off at midnight, and they are just freaking loud.
Wow, could you hear how unloud that was, that thing that we had? It really sounded like Mike had it right, like a cap gun.
Like a real gun, yeah.
What part of Northern California are you calling from?
Martinez.
Where Martinez?
Oh, that's in the East Bay area.
Ah, very good. Thank you for calling.
Okay, all right, you bet. Bye.
All right, here comes Robbie. Now we're going to get some payoff.
Let's compare. You can at home. You can compare the sound and see what you're getting here. Compare
that, you just heard a nail gun,
mm-hmm.
the high-powered go-through cement nail gun.
Mm-hmm.
Now Rob will light off an M80.
A children's firework.
Yeah. Be very careful, Rob. After that almost injury with the pieces of cement coming up, hurtling at your face.
That stopped my chin.
Rob, you going to... Rob?
I'm down. So that's it.
Do we have another one?
Yes.
Can you give us a three count?
Yeah. Let me get it.
I think maybe the microphone in some way has to be closer to where these explosions are happening. Not that someone should be holding it, but maybe the microphone should be ground somewhere, and then the M80.
Well, really, it should be thrown into a trash can.
We have no trash can.
Well, we have one in here.
Take one out of the studio.
Plastic.
That's plastic. That's not going to reverberate very well.
No, don't we have a metal one right here? Hold on a second. What about this one?
That's a mesh.
Yeah, put it in the mesh one.
That's mesh. I don't know.
Come on. There you go. For goodness sakes.
Oh, hold on. We got a good one here.
All right.
Get them.
Oh, I hear that metal. Jump it in there and see what happens. That's what maybe the way we've got to do it. And that'll mean we'll be able to control our fireworks better.
Surgeons labored to remove the shrapnel.
Yeah, is that a big Dempsey dumpster we can't see?
It's this one.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, that'll work,
that's
Rob.
The one. Yeah, baby.
That is a big, gigantic stand-up.
Metal that's like 3-4 feet high.
Metal garbage.
All right, here we go.
Put the M80 in that.
We're cooking now. This is going to work.
All right, here we go.
Big boom coming.
Here we go.
You can give us a
quarter stick Magnum salute.
Tell us what you're doing so we know when you're lighting, because we can't hear the fuse.
Lighting the fuse.
Quarter of a stick of dynamite.
Dropping it in.
There we are. There we are.
Better, finally.
That's the way. That's you put that right under the tree.
And there's no crows.
There's no what?
No crows to be seen.
Oh, yeah, well, they're not here yet.
It's still light, Rob.
Huh?
Bye, Robbie.
Bye, Don.
Bye. Bye, buddy. Well, that'll work sometime. We'll go out with a trash can.
That's perfect.
And better fireworks.
It's like a speaker for a firecracker.
Right. Hello, Ty. Don and Mike show. Hi, Ty.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Love your food, Ty. I love your food.
Hey, you know, you guys can get shotgun shells that are blanks.
I like
that. Get a real shotgun and get some blanks and have some fun.
Well, I'll go to Walmart tonight and just buy a bunch of guns. Okay?
They're open late. Yeah. And get some blanks, some real. That'll make it real fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Because hugs are great.
Hugs are great. Welcome to Walmart. Get your firearm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Because I'm such a gunsmith. Can you picture me going into... to Walmart?
Yeah, it depends on what kind of gun you're talking about.
I'm looking for a gun.
You're a gunsmith. Just a different kind of gun.
Yeah. Yeah, the big one. Ain't that right, Regis? Hold on. You seen my gun?
Yeah, but you know, it looks like it's about 12 inches long.
That's enormous.
That is enormous, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Let me smell you for a minute.
Hello, Tom. Tommy?
Hey, yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, listen, you can go to any, gunsmith or gun shop, and they'll have blanks on any round you want. They should be able to do that for you.
And are they as loud as the regular gun?
Yeah, just any kind of regular gun. If you guys have any kind of pistols or any kind, I have a .44 Magnum you can get blanks for, and they're pretty loud.
Guys, you can go on the Internet and buy dynamite by the crate.
Acme. Acme.com.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Derek, hi.
Yeah, do you guys got any access to sparklers?
Do sparklers scare crows?
Well, if you take about 15 sparklers and you wrap them in duct tape, you can make a sparkler bomb, and they're about the same size as a stick of dynamite.
Now, Rob, if you took 15 garden variety sparklers, are you talking about like the kind you buy at a roadside stand on the 4th of July?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what makes them go boom, though? I can't imagine they'd go boom.
It would
boom.
Be if it's really wrapped up tight, and then it would have to expand. It's the same principle as a firecracker, but... I have to defer to my guy, Joe. I don't think that would work. I think it's
Joe?
Sparkler.
Joe. Let's go back to Joe.
So the ground with him, though.
Hey, Joe.
I can smell the sulfur in the air.
Joe?
Yes?
Are you listening to the show?
Yes, I am.
He's enjoying it.
Do you think we should just let him figure it out?
Go ahead, Joe.
Sparklers could be used, but
there you go.
It'd be better just to peel open a few firecrackers because that's flash powder, as opposed to sparklers, which have already been exposed to water and some wax and then put on the stick and everything.
God damn, is he like Rain Man?
Yeah.
He knows really
stuff.
Is.
He knows his sparklers. He knows his Charlie Manson. He knows his explosives.
And Joe?
Sure.
Why do you like Charlie Manson so much? I mean...
like him. There's just a wealth of information on the internet, and sometimes I come dangerously close to the edge of it.
Everything is sneaky up around Sneakyville.
What about this tape that you found that says Full Manson Monologue? What is that?
That's where the Sneakyville quote came from, sneaking up around the courthouse.
Now, you see, it gets very scary. Is there anything about that Manson family that you had you gotten into the real, you know, the real underbelly of the Manson family?
Well, the Manson family singers is pretty creepy.
That is.
Really? Is that post, you know, post Sharon Tate, or is it?
I think, like I said, this all came from a movie, and I can only find bits and pieces of it at a time. But this movie was kind of put together around the time that it all happened, and like the Manson monologue is from some film they shot at the Spahn Ranch before all this went down.
Here it is. Let's hear a little bit before we go to break. The Manson Family Singers.
This is all the singers together, right? All the Charlie with all the girls that were following.
Charlie does lead on it.
Right. Oh, okay.
And all of his believers do the background. How you doing, everybody?
Unforgettable.
No, that's Jackie Chan.
He's everywhere.
Unforgettable. Unforgettable.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Everybody. Don and Mike.
Hi, howdy.
Hey, what you need to do is you need to find somebody that's got a welding machine, a welding rig.
Yeah.
You put a combination of oxygen and acetylene in a 7-Eleven cup, light it on fire, and it goes off like a bomb.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much for the call.
That's the guy that watches that Orange County Choppers show.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike, you got a great idea for
hold on, big finish. Hold on, here we go.
Am unforgettable.
Very close for that.
Jackie Chan. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, why don't you just cut the tree down?
Where's the fun in that?
Thank you, my friend.
Well, hey, think about it, man. It's a big old chainsaw, lots of noise, and then throw the firecrackers and light off the sparklers while the tree's falling.
Okay, thank you. Put that in writing, please.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll get right to it. I'll get the lawyers and everything.
Going to a Donna Mike North Pole. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye. Got to do this. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
As smart as you are, you can survive without me. Never look in the eyes of those you kill. They will haunt you forever. I know.
Hi.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Shut up!
A couple of jockstrap characters. Don and Mike.
Right.
You're goddamn genius.
Who are you?
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Oh. Regis?
Let me smell you.
Smell away.
Breeze.
Let me see. And Joe says everyone was calling about guns.
Sure.
And guns that don't kill but make a lot of noise. And
there's a lot of expertise in our listening audience.
Yeah, they love air rifles and...
A lot of people know about that, Donald. So a lot of people care about that.
Back then, they were on the phone with some guy about one of those samurai, those things, those
Death Stars.
Yeah, I think we should use those. Those make a lot of noise.
Death Stars?
No,
they don't make noise. They just gear.
No, I heard Joe back there on the phone of the guy going, they only go like this. So he's fighting the good fight back there.
Good for him. You know, we could probably, here we go, I sound like our listeners now, we could probably just wire a wireless speaker up into the tree. And every time the birds came in, we'd just go,
boo!
That's not an explosion.
No, it's not.
Don and Mike show. Hello, Scott.
Hey, I was going to suggest maybe you guys try a dry ice bomb.
What is What is a dry ice bomb?
It's pretty much just dry ice, some water, and a 2-liter bottle.
You know, really, speaking of that, you know what we should try? We should feed them Jaeger bombs.
Ooh, good call.
How do you make
How
do you make a dry ice bomb, though?
Take a 2-liter bottle, throw some, break up some dry ice, and get it actually in the bottle, and then add a bunch of water to it. Screw the cap on, then run like hell.
Yeah. And does it explode?
Pressure builds.
Pressure builds up. What's kind of cool about it sometimes is you'll hear the bottle as it's expanding, and it'll kind of make a cracking sound, and then boom. 95% of the time that I've done it, just incredibly loud.
That's an experiment that might be a little fun.
And how is it that you've come to use this in your everyday life, Scott?
How did I come across it? Just being mischievous.
Mischievous. Timothy McVeigh on the phone.
All right. Thank you. See you later.
I always grew up saying mischievous.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
I believe it's mischievous, though.
I think it might be, but I think it's one of those words that can be pronounced both ways.
Howdy, Don and Mike show. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Dave. Barbecue Dave.
Disqualification.
Nickname there.
Barbecue Dave is done.
Barbecue Dave.
And Barbecue Dave is chock full of great ideas.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Yes, Don.
You're on the air, Don and Mike. Hi.
How's it going, guys?
Okay.
It's Picnic Pat calling.
Barely heard. Hey, check this out. I'm watching TV the other day, and a trailer comes on for that. They remade that horrible movie called The Hitchhiker or The Hitcher or something.
The Hitcher, yeah.
No, everybody's seen the ads for that, sure.
Huh?
Yeah, I said everybody has seen the ads for that, sure.
I can barely hear. I'm sorry.
Too many explosions.
But, dude, did that guy look like Joe Ardinger or what?
The guy that is The Hitcher?
No, yeah. No, the other guy. The guy who's being hitched.
The guy who's being killed? I don't even know.
Evil guy. I just saw that trailer the other night. I know the evil guy in there. It doesn't look a lot like Joe. I'm trying to think of the victim, the guy that they tie between two trucks.
The evil guy, though, is like a standard evil guy from 8,000 movies, right?
Yeah, he's been in a lot of different movies.
He's got that almost Russian look about him, right?
That kind of Rutger Hauer look to him.
That's it.
And he was the original hitcher, wasn't he? Rutger Hauer. I don't think anybody can improve on that one.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
The finger in the french fries with C. Thomas Howell, I believe, was the guy he was chasing around.
I've got an answer that Buzz will enjoy.
All right.
Hang a bunch of cats in the tree.
Now we're talking. Now that is a brilliant idea.
Hang them from your feet.
Mike like that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hang them from your scarf, Buzz.
Don and Mike.
Hang them from your long johns.
I will.
Hello there.
Something that my grandfather always did was use a statue of an owl, those singing things you can buy.
Yeah, we had that yesterday.
Art center. Right. Okay.
Yeah, we're looking more for things that
something more mischievous.
Things that blow up. Hello, Don and Mike show. Mischievous.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Are you on the mischievous side?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, I found out the hard way that in California out here, a dry ice bomb is a felony.
Shocker.
Shocker if it can blow up and like really
every in Northern California is a felony though, no matter what.
Folsom Prison is full of guys that have set off dry ice bombs.
The way the guy explained it, and from what I know about dry ice, and if you put it in that condition, wouldn't you have to run like hell once you set the bottle down? Wouldn't there be a chance that everything? I mean, no wonder it's a felony. That thing could explode and stuff could.
Takes a little time.
What, Joe? I love it when you come in and just whisper, what is it, son?
Well, we were
I called him son. God, I shouldn't call you son. What is it, boy?
Or should you?
What is it, 40-year-old?
Right,
what is it, 40-year-old phone screener?
The guy on line 4 is right outside with his potato gun right in the
front. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, potato gun.
Thank you, Joe. Certainly no need for whispering there.
There he is.
Don
there ain't
show.
Nothing like a potato gun.
Hello?
Hi. Got my potato cannon outside, and I'm ready for the crow.
Hold on. I see him.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, buddy. How you doing, man? How's it going?
All right.
I see him. He's right by that yellow. God, that is an ugly SUV, that yellow SUV. What is that?
Is that an Avalanche?
Is that a Pontiac?
Yeah, it's a Pontiac.
Is it an Aztec?
Pontiac Vibe?
I think so.
Yuck. Boy, I wish a bird would come and crap on that car.
It's not as nice as the Toyota Calzone.
Now, what's your name, my friend?
My name is Clark.
Jeff,
hi, Ron.
Mike and I are inside the studio, and this guy, Clark, is outside in a parking lot. We're looking at him through our window.
Now, the potato gun, I know a little bit about. The potato gun is a wonderful wonderful weapon that's used with, I believe, any aerosol can work, and then you stick a potato in it and light it at the base, and kaboom, watch the fun.
Do you have a potato?
No, but I have wadding in here so I can fire blanks.
Wadding.
Well, good. Could you fire one for us right now?
Sure, let me get it set up.
You're going to rest the phone on your SUV there? And then,
can you get out with a wireless microphone?
All right, I'm going to describe what he's doing right now, Don. He's unscrewing it, he's pulling the wadding out, and he's spraying the aerosol into the base of the potato gun.
You know, if I was one of the people in the high-rise,
yes,
now might be the time. You know, they have those signs all the time.
Uh-huh.
Call if there's suspicious behavior in your neighborhood. Now might be the time. There's a guy on his knees in the parking lot.
He's spraying it in there.
Looks like he is assembling some sort of air-to-ground missile.
Are you ready?
Yep, go ahead, light it.
It didn't
translate well over the phone, but he shot it just like he was shooting a regular gun.
We're sending Rob out with a wireless microphone to see if that helps at all.
Try to capture that sound.
Hey, hold on. He's got to pick his phone up again. Hey, Clark?
No, he just hung it up. Just hung it up and put it in his pocket. Yeah. Now, Rob's making his way out there with a wireless right now.
Hey, ahoy, ahoy.
Okay,
hi,
there
Robbie.
You go, Rob.
Hey.
Hi,
how you doing,
Rob?
Clark? Good to see you.
Rob, let's get him to fire it up again.
All right, let's do this. He's unscrewing the lid. He's gesturing wildly.
He's getting a little air circulation.
He's ventilating. Hey, I see Mike O'Mara.
Hi.
I do.
How are you? I got a good view in this new studio.
Can you see me, Rob?
I can. How do?
Hi there.
I see Buzz's long underwear.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah?
Hey, I dare you. I double dog dare you. I tripled. That was the sound of a chair being pushed out of the way.
Fell over.
What are you doing?
Here's about to be.
Oh, my.
About to be.
Oh, no.
La,
who wants to see that?
Hold on, Mike. Put the listener back up. Hey, Clark.
Mike just looked at
you. Clark, did you? Oh, Clark, take a look at what Mike's got for you right now. Clark, look in the window.
Go ahead.
Look in the window.
Oh, he was shooting.
He nearly got you.
Not doing it again.
Poor Mike was sitting there with his pants pulled down and his ass pressed against the window. And they were looking...
My ass felt so good up against the cold window.
Do we need some Windex up there?
They were looking totally the opposite way.
But did you hear that pop?
We need it again.
Did you hear it?
We were doing something else. I was mooning you.
You didn't see Mike's ass?
Oh, I saw it.
But did you see when he gave you guys the full moon?
Yes.
I mean, you could see all the craters on the moon.
It was magnificent.
That's right. The answer we were looking for.
All right, do it one more time, boy. We're paying attention this time.
We're ventilating.
All right, son.
Actually, Clark, let's get up here. We have a little bit better signal on the microphone.
All my sons.
Very
my
good.
Three sons.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
No. What are you
welcome
doing?
Welcome to our show.
See. He's loading. You'll see it. He's just loading.
Where's he going, Mike? He's out of our
line of sight.
He'll be back when he fires it. He's just loading. I see Jeff Lockridge. Hello, Jeff. Yell to me, Jeff. It's fun, isn't it? Don't we have fun? All right. Are we back in line of sight?
All right. How about a three count?
All right. Are we ready for a three count?
Here we go.
Okay, hold on. Let this car go, please.
Why don't you just fire it up in our window?
Can you shoot it towards the window?
A passing vehicle.
Yeah, well, let's traffic pass.
Shoot it right in the window Mike's at.
Okay, one, two, three.
Ooh, that took a wicked left-hand turn.
That did. That was nice. A curveball.
It's breezy out here, and since we're not shooting a potato, we're shooting like a Nerf thingy.
Now, the potato guns, you know, when you put a hard potato in that thing, I think it has a little bit louder boom, and it travels a good distance, too.
Well, Rob, get this guy's number, this guy Clark. He's a good, loyal listener, and we'll give him a prize and bring him down whenever we decide to take the tree down.
We do appreciate it. Thank you, Clark.
The prize is a 10-pound bag of potatoes.
We used to call it white man's mischief, you know, when we'd sit there and fire the potato gun at the golf carts.
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
White man fun.
Hi there. Where's the mayonnaise? Get the potato gun out.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hold on a second there, Justin. The thing that was missed in all of that was the glorious spreading. When Mike went the second time, really, if anybody...
It wasn't the spreading down. I pressed up against the window. I did the thing. It actually looks... I've got a very small shower. It kind of resembles me in the shower in the morning.
Those guys that we had down on the street weren't looking. But anybody in the high-rise next door who happened to be looking...
I'm going to get some phone calls. And they're all going to be pleasant ones, too.
It was like that scene in Midnight Express.
Do you know what's going to happen when the phone rings?
What?
You know what's going to be said on the other end? Come on over.
Thanks for writing your phone number on your app.
Hello. Hello, Justin. Don and Mike show here.
Don and Mike. Hi, gentlemen.
Hi.
You guys are near D.C., so why don't you guys call them like an airstrike and just take that tree out? Like, do it big style, like 4th of July style. Bombs, everything. Artillery shells.
Sometimes, no matter how hard
you
try.
Did you call my staff on the internet today?
The show just stops sometimes. The guy can't hear us right now. He's only hearing our friends if it's.
He's trying, but he shouldn't
please.
Be trying.
What did he say, please do?
Hey, he wants Mike Bass on the internet today, on the web.
No. I'd have to.
My mom's a whore.
If I was ever. God, there he goes.
There
my mom's
he goes.
If I was ever to put my ass on the internet, I would have to make sure that we were blemish free. Make sure that it was pristine. I think it's pristine, but I'd have to really check it out.
I like you in a pose like we had that Who's the Boss guy yesterday on our website. You would like.
I'll do that. I'll do that. Oh, right. I'll wink at everybody.
Oh, congratulations to the guy with the guy. What's his name?
Clark Oliver.
Clark gets the Deal or No Deal PC game.
Clark.
How do you spell excitement, friends? I spell it the way, you know. For God's sakes, this is not why Benjamin Franklin invented the personal computer.
Yes, it is.
So that you could sit there and pretend that you're opening suitcases.
With Howie Mandel.
Well, nevertheless, you can now play the show that has the nation screaming at the TV sets on your home PC. The game includes the TV game mode, customized game mode, rated E for everyone, available wherever PC games are sold.
Howie got mad at a contestant when I was watching the other night who would not say Deal or No Deal. She was nodding and shaking her head. And it was fantastic because he got a little annoyed like we do when people don't verbalize what they want to do. I mean, the whole game, of course, is Deal or No Deal. And he was said, so I have to ask you, Deal or No Deal? And she would go and shake her head back and forth.
You know, I've noticed this on radio stations throughout America my entire career. And I'm going to mention it now real quickly. That slug that I just had to read for Deal or No Deal.
Right.
This is what gets me about radio. This is why radio guys are stupid. The management is stupid. If someone wants to buy a commercial on our show, it costs thousands of dollars.
Right.
I'm not exaggerating. You got to put a lot of zeros behind it to buy a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to give away a PC game,
right,
which is worth about $25,
mm-hmm,
if you give us like a box of 10 of them, every time we give one of these things away, the read is so incredibly long, you might as well be giving away a goddamn computer.
Right.
I mean, really. To give away.
And it's been like that forever.
Forever. This is not something that's just unique to our radio station.
Right, right.
Think about it. Whenever you're listening to a station, someone calls into it a piece of crap, and the DJ says, congratulations, you've won a piece of crap. And then it's like, blah, 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 blah.
30 seconds.
And those people are the smartest people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Deal or No Deal is a success.
True.
Look at that. They got a big commercial for a stupid game.
Those girls that hold those suitcases sure are pretty, though.
They
were stirring something the other night, like soup. I don't know what it was.
Just a question for whoever runs this part of radio. Why wouldn't you just see it say, congratulations, you won the Deal or No Deal PC game, available now everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you just say to them, that's all you get? Who is it that's bending over saying, you want a copy of the Deal or No Deal PC game? Now you can play the show, and there's the nation screaming at the TV sets on your home PC. It includes TV game mode and customized game. I mean,
well, you should say that, but only have to say it once. Then you say it once, and you give away 2 million PC games.
No, you just don't say it. Jesus, bring that to someone's attention, boy. Thank you. Thank you very much. Deal or No Deal. There you go. More free advertising for them.
Deal or No Deal.
And now let's go. Now let's go to the saps who do it the regular way and pay thousands of dollars for advertising. They don't just give us some $5 freebie made in Korea.
They may be saps, but they're our saps.
And excuse me, I don't know that the Deal or No Deal game is made in Korea.
No.
And I'm sure it costs less than $5 to make. That I'm positive.
So there's a tremendous profit.
I believe so.
Well, they're not saps. It's the people that, well, no, they're not either.
We're all saps.
They're all brilliant.
No, we're all saps. And you and I are king saps.
We are the king of the saps.
Oh, and sap is a perfect segue to our next topic. Popping zits.
Oh, hello.
Found a website that features nothing but pictures and videos
of people popping their zits.
There are certain people that are absolutely frantic about that, that are passionate about that.
Now, even though it's visual,
uh-huh,
and it's something that we can watch on the internet, there's sound that goes along with.
Oh, really?
And without giving the name of the website to it, doesn't
does it sound like that potato gun?
So it doesn't get totally swamped. It sounds much better than that potato gun. We'll have the guy who has the website domain on the air. He's coming up next, right? Okay, so we'll get his site up and get it loaded with all of the sounds and the pictures, and then you can
loaded
play along at home. Yeah, is it loaded in here now?
Will there be a three?
Hey, Don?
Yeah, Mike.
I'm positive that that's going to be a good segment.
Don't be such a fussy.
Please.
Okay, pull it up, Rob. See what you can get here. There you go. That's a shocking screensaver.
You don't like it.
Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley.
Inspiring, isn't it?
On our website. Okay, click it in. Were you doing this before?
What do you mean?
Did you put this site in before?
Oh, I did it at home.
What were you running through here before?
Some audio for the news.
Oh, I got you. Okay, here we go. Okay, it's...
We have to be careful with the audio because there's a lot of times when they do it, they scream bad words.
No.
This
website is popthatzit.com.
It's nice because they divide it by body parts.
Animal zits, arm zits, back zits, boil videos, chest zits, face zits, neck zits, neck zit videos, shoulder zits, and uncategorized zits. One of them we're going to be looking at here and listening to is called black goulash. It says, this has to be some type of infection. Oh, hold on, you clicked on it.
Oh, God, I'm getting queasy already.
Here's the picture of it. Black goulash. It says, wow, black goulash. Let me see what it says. Oh, okay, Mike?
Yeah.
Let me just...
You notice I'm not running over there. I'm just kind of sitting back.
You're going to have to swing around and take a look at that. Take a look at that.
Oh, my God.
That is a pop zit. How great is that?
Oh, that's more than a zit. That's an infection.
Now, where's the sound on this thing, Robbie?
Oh,
I can't even look. Before we get this
so, it is so nasty.
There you go.
Okay, now, can you pull one up that's got sound on it?
Yeah, that has sound, I believe.
Oh, if that has sound, I can't...
Oh, I don't know where you click. Download now.
Sounds like a dry ice bomb.
Video, black goulash, back knee, huge back zit, crazy zit string action.
Here's videos here.
He's waiting for this to load now. Pop that zit.
Wow, that is nasty.
Nasty elbow infection.
Mind the audio.
Here we go. All right, I'll watch it for bad words. All right.
You gonna do that?
There's a lot. Yeah, all right. Every other word, yeah.
Now, hold on a second. Someone's going to have to check this website out before we go on the air with it because...
A lot of the nasty words.
Got a lot of S's and F's in it.
Yeah, we can't put that on, no.
No, we can't, but there's... There's a video right now. There's a video right now of this guy. The zit is on his elbow, and it seriously looks like a woman who is lactating.
Oh, God.
That is what the zit looks like.
Oh,
it
must be painful, I would imagine.
Like a big-ass nipple. Oh, and the stuff they're pulling out...
Oh, hey, give me something to say. Not yet.
Back it up a little bit, Rob. They just pulled something out that looks like a cat's entrail.
Oh, God.
Mike, come look at it. Come over here.
No.
Come to this side right now and just look at this thing that they're pulling out of this guy's zit. Okay? You know, I don't even know if we're going to put this guy on the air.
Not yet.
Watch, there's his alpha.
Hold on. Back it up, Rob.
I'm going to throw up.
Back it up a little bit.
Here we go.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh,
see that?
Here, give me something to say.
Not yet.
That is foul.
I didn't realize it.
That is... Oh, God. Oh, dear God. The use of the internet.
You know, I guess we'll just talk to the guy about the website. I don't know how much of this audio.
Yeah, because it's a lot of cussing.
I don't know how much of this audio we're going to be able to pull up. The videos are fantastic, but as these guys are getting their zit.
That was like more than a... Calling that a zit is giving zits a bad name.
But as they're giving the boils or whatever popped, and in this particular one we just watched, some sort of brown gravy-like material came
out of it. And
it
was kind of solid. It looked like it was a very serious infection.
Did that look like your trash can in Florida?
That looked like the guy should be in an emergency room.
I'm just watching the end of it, and you guys just missed all the blood.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would imagine that would follow.
There was a lot of blood. So this guy from
better than Google. This thing is great.
What's the name of this
website? Somehow Google sounds gross when you say it.
Popthatzip.com.
Popthatzip.com. We'll talk to this guy when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
See if you can guess what I am now. I'm a zit.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let them squeeze your bag. Don and Mike.
Right, we're just previewing this sign. We're going to have Chris, the guy from popthatzit.com on the show here. He's on one of these phones on hold.
Chris Azari.
A lot of these videos are shared on YouTube, but there are still photos.
Right.
For instance, if you go to Face Zit Pictures, just Face Zit Pictures, you get an entire section of blackheads. You get an entire section of armpit zits.
You know, this is one of the times that I wish that we were back in Fairfax and could hobnob with the guy that used to wander the halls there.
Oh, who was that kid? Kevin?
The bad yes, Kevin.
You got, here are some of the titles of the pictures. Blackheads on face, blackheads on nose. Idle fingers, zits pop. Blackheads on the back of old fart's ears.
Forehead, I'm feeling woozy. Yeah.
Forehead zits, it's going to be messy. Big zits, landmines. War zone, hazard to health. Huge zit, this baby's ready to go. Now we have taken some of the audio. Where is it on? Which machine?
Oh, we can watch it off the computer.
Is it edited?
Yeah, I know exactly where it is.
Okay, good. Pull it up, please.
Okay.
And we'll listen to some audio of guys and their zits.
Oh.
Then we'll talk to, what's the guy's name, Chris?
Chris Azari.
From popthatzit.com.
Another one of today's modern entrepreneurial energy guys on the internet.
And the next Nobel Prize winner. So we're going to back zit video.
Right.
Getting it done.
Welcome to Pop That Zit. We hope you get your fix of zit popping.
Sponsored by North Turner.
This is back me. This is what we've been waiting for. It's what it says. Here we go. Roll it.
All right.
And it's loading now.
It's here playing. It comes. It's always fun.
It's playing. There's just no audio yet.
Right.
Tim Vasteen in back me.
Back me.
Vacne. Here it comes. Is there any audio? Oh, here it is.
Hey, Chris, go to work on this bad boy.
He's got a huge zit on his back. I mean, huge. And now they're going to pop it. They're putting it between the fingers.
Oh.
And here comes the pus out.
Oh. Oh, my God. Dude. Oh, it's like yellow.
Oh.
String coming out of you.
God. It is a piece of pus. Oh, it is a piece of pus that looks like it's attached by a string.
That has some serious depth to it, man. Oh, my God. It looks so...
Oh, man.
All right, give us one more, Rob.
Well, let it go. Keep it.
Hold on. We're... yeah.
Here's a zip by an ear. By an ear. And now they're popping.
Oh, great. Shot onto my hand.
It's like a money shot, Mike. It's like a money shot.
I don't have to see him, Don. I'm just listening to the audio, and I'm getting all woozy.
Now, here's a
bit of fudging.
Here's another back to the guy's back.
It's so horrible. Smell my head.
Oh, man. I can empathize with the guy choking.
No.
And finally, hold on, there's a little more here. Here's one on a guy's ear, on his earlobe.
Two-handed.
Here we go. Oh, my God.
Oh, Chris!
Jesus, I think I had to shoot 6 inches.
Oh.
Got pus all over the guy with the camera.
Oh, my God, that is so disgusting.
Oh,
my, that thing shot.
Yeah, he's got the leavens of the pus on his fingers.
Oh, God.
You want another?
Yeah, one more. Please.
You want an American one or a German one?
Oh, a German one.
German, please.
Oh, you got it.
You know, they love the Germans.
It's got the nice skin.
Oh.
Like a foot. It's on my knee.
Oh. That's still shooting the puss, the last one.
I think the site's a little busy right now.
Back me.
You think people are checking it out?
Oh.
Hell's a poppin'.
Yeah, at the very least.
Popazit.com. Popthatzit.com.
I could not tear myself away today.
All right, let's see.
This is, I think, the journey.
Pus pop shooter, spider bite pus, zick, zip,
spider bite
zip pus. Back pus. Okay, we'll roll zip back pus.
Understand this website is 100% natural.
It is. Refresh.
Oh, it's way slow now.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's visiting.
Everybody's there. These are such great pictures and video. And there's a lot of good video that is abundant in the F word and the S word and lots of spraying pus.
Everybody wants to see that.
So
we can't share some of those with you.
Yeah, let me know when that thing opens up. Let's talk to the guy behind this website. Here is Chris. Hey, Chris. Oops, hold on. It's loading right now.
No.
No, it's not. Hi, Chris.
Chris, hey. You amazingly gross man, you.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Chris, where did you get the idea for popdadzip.com? It's a great website. We love it.
Oh, I know. I'm listening to you guys. I'm dying over here. I can barely stand it. I saw a video a while back, and it made me think of this other video I saw years ago of a big zit on some dude's shoulder being popped. And I started doing some searching on the internet. I couldn't find anything. I said, I'm going to find all the content I can, and I'm going to put it in one place. And that's how popdadzip.com was born.
All right, I have to ask this question. Are you making any money on the website?
Yeah, a couple bucks here and there off of some ads. You know, I'm not going to retire anytime soon, but it's better than nothing.
Who are your advertisers?
Well, Google.
Google, you got the big one.
Love it, right? Google AdSense.
What? How does it break down? How many are still photos and how many are videos on your site?
I think right now it's about half and half. I think there's about 50 of each on there. It'll tell you if you're on the homepage. It'll tell you at the top there.
Oh, pictures. I see. 44 pictures and 49 videos.
Yeah.
So
right.
You gathered all this content on the internet, and now are people coming to you with their own content now?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, people send me a link and say, hey, check this out. Or if you actually sign up on the website, you can upload your own pictures and your own videos.
Nice.
I'm sure people have told you, in some ways, the one that we were just watching with the guy with the pus that was sad, it was like coming out of a hose. I mean, it was just like, whoosh.
That video was kind of like the Holy Grail, you know. That's what you search for, one of those. Nice, clean, super big.
You know, you have tapped into something here. I know that there are people that obviously... right-thinking Americans that might be a little repelled by this, but then there are people that are fascinated with it.
What about this? Ask them about this nice back popper, some cheese.
Yeah.
Now, what does that indicate, some cheese?
Some cheese, some pus. I mean, that's the terminology. I just throw stuff out there because I just think it's so funny when I'm watching these, and I'm just imagining in my head what the reaction is going to be when someone goes online and sees that and says, back cheese, like, oh, my gosh, you know?
Now, it seems to me there are a lot of women that actually, will say, hey, can I get rid of that for you? There are women that do that. Guys don't do that. I saw a woman doing it at the beach one time.
Oh, yeah.
What, to like her husband or her boyfriend?
Yeah, back knee, doing that. Yep.
Gross.
Yeah, there's a forum on there, and there's a lot of people that talk about, you know, like, oh, there was a guy with this big zit on the back of his neck, and I just wanted to pop it so bad. And
yeah, you hear that a lot. You know, oh, you just want to get it. You want to have at that thing.
How do I go about asking someone if I want to pop their zit?
is there that creepy part that gets off on it?
I'm sure there is.
I mean, have you heard?
Well, it's the internet.
Have you heard?
No, I haven't got... I haven't gotten anything but, like, you know, any reactions like that yet, but I'm...
Chris, how was your skin? How was your skin growing up? Did you have any issues?
Yeah, it was kind of bad. It wasn't like any of this stuff, but, you know, it wasn't the best skin.
All right, hold on a second. We have people who are checking your website out now. Let's go to Steven.
This is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Isn't it the best
entertainment?
Isn't it the best website ever?
You guys have really gone far and beyond what you've ever done before. This thing is unbelievable.
You're welcome.
And now that we did, Rob was looking around at the computer today, called me up and said, hey, you want to be grossed out?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Rob. Make it happen.
That'll do.
Well, you know, this is like Don Geronimo's Civil War surgeon. Some of the guys out there.
I mean, some of these that you have on there, Chris, are not just zits. I mean, these are people that might want to see an emergency room.
Yeah,
right?
You might not want to. There's one on there. The guys are actually, their guys took a razor from a pencil sharpener and put it in his huge shoulder. I'm going, oh my goodness.
That's like, you got to be getting swamped with this right now.
And, of course, you can't say do not try this at home, because who doesn't try that at home?
Yeah, who doesn't sit in front of their mirror, right?
Right.
All right, let me see. I'm going to go to Acne Forums. Is this where people, like, write about their zit fetishes?
Yeah, there's a little couple there. It's not too crazy, the forums, but it's getting there. You know, you got some people in there that are on there all the time.
Hold on, we got some more audio.
I know that one from the set. Exactly which one that is.
Hold on a second.
Going to see that from the top?
Yeah, let's see that.
All right, I'm going to come over and take
it. What is that one, Chris? Because we're going to see it again.
That's when the guy's squeezing on his back. I think it shoots on the door or something.
Okay, ready here?
All right.
Here you go, Mike. Watch this. Click to play. Here we go.
Moving a little slow with all the traffic on there, right?
Yeah, we just had it, though. It's great. It's in there somewhere. Here it is.
I'm telling you, it's like a number three scene.
I swear to God.
You gotta love that guy's strain.
Owen, oh, Mike, you missed the stains on the wall.
Yeah, that's what I said. He shoots it on the door.
Jesus Christ. What a great website.
You know, this website with all these people experiencing a great deal of pain for your pleasure.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. It's your pleasure, too. Come on.
Yes, of course it is. Of course it is.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is it obviously mostly guys, Chris?
I think so. I mean, I really don't have a way to tell if it's mostly male, but I would imagine so. Probably more, you know, college-age kids.
The one on the earlobe amazes me. I didn't even see that one. I just heard it.
There's a picture of one with a little marble. Oh, man.
What is, out of your collection of pictures and videos you have, what's the biggest zit?
The biggest one. What's the biggest one?
We watched one on a guy's elbow, and I mentioned
you showed me a picture of one that was a back that looked like just a big infection.
Okay, it looked like a nipple almost on this guy's elbow. What's the biggest one in your collection?
If you click on pictures and then scroll through a few times, there's one that says the world's biggest zit, and it's on the back of this guy's neck. It's pretty much unbelievable.
That's the one I think you showed me.
I don't know if it's real or fake, but it's if it's fake, it's a pretty good Photoshop job, but it looks like it's ready to go.
Chris, do you have a day job?
Yeah.
Well, it seems to me that this is maybe one of the best websites of all time.
Wow.
There's a lot of great stuff on here. Again, the site is popthatzit.com. We'll have a link on our website, on DonnaMikeWebsite.com. And
you know, you might as well get a little credit for it when you're taking care of business.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to keep it original and keep it updated so there's new stuff every day.
Yeah, I like the idea of people sending you their zits.
That's a
great idea.
So don't go home and eat French fries.
Don't worry about that. Updating a website is highly overrated. we've not done it for years. And really, how many times do you go to a website and they say all new and refreshed?
Yes.
You look at it and after you, this is why we never refresh our website. Because you go to a website, although we are doing a house cleaning of it in a couple of weeks. Don't you hear that all the time, too?
Yeah.
But you go to a site that says all new, and you click on one or two things, and you go, oh, all right, that's okay. But it's like, what's really new about it?
Right. They're excited, but right? They're not. Yeah.
Song of the day.
There's nothing really new.
Now, this is new.
Now, this never gets old, right?
This is something that I would put my name on. This is something I'd be proud to associate.
I'm Don Geronimo, and I approve this message.
Blackheads, cysts.
You know, it,
oh my God, cyst on back. Is that one look good?
It opens up an entire subculture, like infectedhair.com. You know,
ingrown hair.com.
And the possibilities are endless.
Yes, they are.
Same rating system as on YouTube. It's a star. How many stars? For instance. Cyst on back gets what? That's a five star.
Five star.
I think it was worth a lot more than that, but you know.
Blackheads gets four stars.
Oh.
You know what the funny thing is, though?
Smallpox. Adverse reaction to the smallpox vaccine.
Oh, God.
Cyst on face. Cyst on face. Blackheads on chest. And then one that just says, wow, I can't figure out what this is.
Well, these are good. You know, Rob, we're not going to be able to get in there.
I know, it's too
It's slammed right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, people are going crazy
it,
right
oh,
now.
Man.
All right, Chris, thanks for your time. You're a genius, my friend. If no one's told you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time.
Good having you on this show.
Keep on popping, fellas.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's popthatzit.com.
How far we have come. You know, it's amazing technology that's allowed these brilliant ideas to thrive.
That's pretty
wow,
good.
That's frightening.
That's a pretty great sight.
And that one, that last one you showed me on the back, that was blind.
Oh,
that's what I like to call blind.
Yeah,
I'm in their forum now. Here are some of the areas. Questions, comments, feedback, general discussion,
introduce yourself.
I like introduce yourself. Imagine going to the chat group on that website. Howdy, how are you?
Here we go, Mike. I'll do it right
now. Maybe they
now.
Can have their own, like, matchmaking service. We're very near the end of civilization. We truly are. Do you have a back problem?
Let's you also have,
pizza. Right.
See, zit stories, nasty zit stories, funny zit stories.
I like funny zit stories. Can we go on that one?
I'm trying to click on the, here we go. I'm just on introduce yourself.
Okay,
how about...
Hi, my name's Phil. I have acne.
Subject, love to pop.
Okay.
Started by Zip Popper on December 21st, 2006.
He's in Blues Traveler.
God, I'm sorry, this is moving so slow. Some of the other topics on this board...
Zip Popper plays a mean harmonica.
This is from Zip Popper. It says, well, I've recently come out to all of my friends and family that I have a compulsion for popping zits and seeing them pop.
See, now this is what I was telling you about. There are people that do this, and I was wondering whether there are more guys or more girls that
do this. It feels great to be free from the shame. And then someone else writes, pop on, brother. Pop on. That's some sick
See,
ass.
See, there are people that have the compulsion to take care of other people's zits.
Okay, well, I'm sure
I could
it's
never
there.
Do it, but there are people that like to do it.
I'm sure it's there. Check it out. That's why Al Gore invented the Internet. Thank you very much. PopTheZip.com. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to Bob in New York. We don't have a lot of time, but hello, Bob.
Hi, how are you? Anyway, I want to be concise. My question is, I have had cancer in the past that I've had removed, and it was not up my colon. But since I feel that I might be susceptible to other cancers, I wanted to know, nutritionally speaking, are there any supplements one could take? And I also wanted to know if colon cancer can be transmitted by giving someone a dirty Sanchez.
Dr. Mike.
We haven't found a way to transmit colon cancer yet, fortunately.
Oh, so if I give someone a dirty Sanchez, they probably won't get cancer from the stool on my finger.
It's not communicable.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but you need to be screened. But know that even if you eat healthy, if there's family history also of colon cancer, that impacts you with potential...
Right, there hasn't been a family history of colon cancer, but do you think I have a colon problem since my farts never smell?
Well, I think that we probably don't have any other answers for you today.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Don and Mike Show.
Where's the bird? There it was.
They don't spy him very quickly, do they?
No. The number one show in Iraqimento, the Don and Mike program.
We never got to Joe with the Charlie Manson tape.
He's obsessed, you know.
Everything is sneaky up around Sneakyville.
Maybe tomorrow we'll hear those tapes. Because there's some other tapes. Let me just say a Three Stooge. One of the Three Stooges.
Yes.
A Three Stooge is dead. Everyone knows this. They're all dead.
Yeah, they're all gone.
But
and I know how they died.
We have some tapes of Larry Fine, who was Larry.
Right.
From Larry Owen Kermit.
Hey, well.
Hey. What is his last interview before he died?
Yeah, after his stroke, but before he died.
Really?
His last interview, I found.
Was the interview conducted at the actor's country home and hospital?
It was. He was in his wheelchair.
You know, Shempa died right after going to a boxing match.
I know, Mike. Save your entire knowledge of how each stooge died.
It's been a long time. I'm really working off deep memory here.
Bruno Memento. First, let me tell you something. Why I'm a member of the Target Club, as you are, I've officially switched.
Oh, good for you.
From Walmart to Target. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm glad that, or you're saying thank you to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, no. Now, listen, now when we're gonna get in these discussions, at least, you know, like when you came around
no,
to
I said
Robin Williams being brilliant,
I said
you said thank you to me.
No, Robin Williams is not brilliant. What? Robin Williams is a toad. God. But Walmart versus Target, I'm sorry.
Do you remember the arguments? Do you remember the passionate arguments that we would have?
Yeah.
The hours that we would spend discussing that. And now you're a member of the family.
Well, to be honest with you, there are simply more good things happening at Target than there are at Walmart.
Mm-hmm. I have heard, though, and you'll be very interested to hear this, having a discussion about this very subject, that Target may be going a little too far and may be stocking too much junk and actually moving in the direction of Walmart.
Oh, dear. No, I guess what I had heard was that is it possible that Target is getting too upscale? Or is it Walmart that's getting too upscale?
I'd read that.
I think Walmart might be getting too upscale, uh-huh. and Target may be stocking just too much stuff.
Well, which one has what?
Mike and I used to argue all the time about which store was better, Walmart or Target.
Right.
I'm now with you on Target. And
thank you.
Here's good news for anyone who shops at Target.
Okay. Right.
You're welcome.
I said thank you and you're welcome. I covered both.
I gave you you're welcome because I'm sure you were going to say to me, thank you.
But actually, what I should have said is you're welcome.
Yes.
And
well, thank you.
You beat me to it by saying you're welcome. And then I had to say thank you, which didn't work at all.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
How do you know to get the cheapest price at Target?
I was in Target yesterday. Yeah, you clip coupons.
No.
What?
When Target discounts, now this is not an urban legend. I actually was in Target myself after I heard about this. Please hear me out, not a gag. If something starts, let's say, at $10.99,
yes.
and Target takes the price down to, let's say, $8.56, mm-hmm. and then it goes down to, like, $7.26, and then it gets down to $5.24,
right.
whenever the price ends in a 4, that's the lowest it's going to go.
Ah. So when you go into Target and you see a 4 at the end of the price?
Whenever you see something, and really go into Target, this is not a gag.
It's a code, probably.
When you go to Target,
yeah.
anytime you see anything, and the last number is a 4, meaning like 64 cents on the end of something.
Right. So if Playtex personal cleansing cloths.
Again, I think we're going to.
574.
Or Tux. Any of the stuff that you buy at Target.
My staples.
Right.
They're not going to go any lower.
The stuff that I
load up on.
You could buy your anal staples there, too. If they were down to $2.24, that's your lowest possible price.
So if I go into the certain aisle at Target and I see, say, a Fleet enema that is on sale for $9.74,
uh-huh.
I'll know lowest that it's not going to go any lower. But it's the last number is a 4.
Yes. The last sale item at Target, if it has a price that ends in a 4,
uh-huh.
you know it is your lowest price.
I don't know if I believe
your
that.
Your bottom line price.
I don't know if that could possibly be true.
Don't be an ass. Go in and figure it out.
Now, when I buy caramel, macadamia caramel corn.
There is another list in here. God, a list that is, for calendar year 2006, a list of over 200 people with the most annoying people and the least annoying people from 2006.
Now these lists are dangerous because they can be oh so subjective.
Of course they are. I'm going to throw out some names, and you tell me if you think they're on the least annoying or the most annoying.
Okay, all right.
Okay? How about, Carmen Electra.
Most annoying.
Nope.
I would, yeah.
And as a matter of fact,
she never annoys me.
She is the number two least annoying person.
What was I thinking? I have my eyes almost tucked for $3.74. A jar.
How about, that would be the lowest price, Mike.
Well, they have them in packets now, too, in a square size, not the round ones.
How about,
more surface area.
How about Brett Favre? He's farvelous.
Least annoying.
No, again.
I'm really missing on this list.
Brett Favre is the 94th most annoying person in America.
Why? Why? I mean, what? Because he cries?
I'm tired of him.
How about this one? Kurt Cobain.
Least annoying.
Of course he's dead. He's dead. He's
How can he annoy me? He's underground.
Right. He's number 61.
Or he's scattered somewhere.
He's number 61 on the least annoying list. How about Ryan Seacrest?
Oh, most annoying. Most. Without question.
Okay.
Now, are there some people that are on both lists?
No. Right. No. This is
either. He can only be on one or the other.
Ryan Seacrest is on the most annoying list. Rosie O'Donnell is on the most annoying list.
Sure, of course she is.
Is she directly above Ryan Seacrest or directly below him?
Directly above him.
Nope, she's below him.
Oh, that's a travesty of justice.
Wow. Goes like this, Rosie O'Donnell.
I'm with you, Mr. Trump.
Rosie O'Donnell, Ryan Seacrest, Tara Lowens.
Okay. Now, are you reading the top three?
No, they don't even make the top 10. Wow.
They're just together.
Those three are in the 20s. They're all just, as Buzz said, they're just bundled together.
The 20s?
Yep.
All right.
Let me see. Least annoying. These are the people everybody likes. Here's your top three. Nicole Kidman,
uh-huh.
Carmen Electra, and Beyonce.
Yeah.
Least annoying.
Well, I mean, I get annoyed at seeing overexposure, so I'm not sure I agree with that.
The most annoying, for goodness sakes.
So many.
Let's just start all the way at the very bottom. Arnold. Arnold's number 100.
He's the bottom of the barrel. Well, you know, his stock rose a little bit as his numbers went up in California.
Rob Schneider.
Oh, yeah.
The View.
The whole show?
Yeah. Nick Lachey. Mm-hmm. Kathy Griffin.
Yeah,
she's only number 77. In my book, she'd be top 20 material.
Well, I think that holds that you've got just so many people
right.
that are tremendously annoying.
There isn't room.
Okay, let's see. Who's the... Britney Spears, only number 31 most annoying.
That's not right.
Hulk Hogan, 45th most annoying person of the
year. Is Britney Spears higher than Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Britney Spears is 31. Hulk Hogan is 48. Let me see. American Idol, number 63.
Now, I crave American Idol. I'm waiting for it to come on. I don't find it annoying.
Okay. Mike, Ben Roethlisberger, which list is he on?
Boy, this is a tough list.
Hmm.
You gave me a quarterback before, and I messed up. I'm going to say least annoying.
Nope. Most annoying.
Why? What did he do? He got in a motorcycle wreck.
I don't know.
Too many letters in his name.
He's right between Jane Fonda and Jennifer Aniston, though.
Jane Fonda, still on the list.
That ain't a bad place to be. the most annoying, here you go, here's your top 10. Tom Cruise at 10.
Of course.
Then Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Oprah.
No arguments there.
Right, Oprah?
I'm really, truly amused by that.
Then you have Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Stacey Keibler, the wrestler, at number 6.
Why? Stacey Keibler, I mean, the one that was on the dancing show, the Dancing
right.
with the Stars? She's hot.
Justin Timberlake, number 5, most annoying.
I'm annoyed by him.
Michael Jackson, number 4.
Yeah, I'm amused and annoyed by him.
Paris Hilton, number 3.
Amen.
Number 2. Hold on, number 2.
Taking money out of her big fat ass would be probably something that's very easy.
I bet I know who number 1 is.
Trump.
Much higher than Rosie.
I bet you don't, but go ahead and... Give it a guess.
W.
Negative.
Oh.
I'll give you a clue. It's not Rosie. But they could switch underpants.
It's not Rosie, but they could... That's a clever clue, because I'm not getting it right away.
Rosie dipped in chocolate.
Star Jones.
Winner! Yeah, baby! Once again, that's why you and I should have been on Super Password together,
I know. That's all it took was that additional clue. Star Jones. Number 1.
Rosie O'Donnell dipped in chocolate.
Yeah, and that is true with most. Especially, remember her wedding when she was getting all the freebies.
Here's what I don't get. Among the least annoying, Madonna is number 14. Isn't everybody still... pissed at Madonna all the time with her phony accent.
That's the main reason I'm pissed at her when she does that that phony speak.
And yeah, there she
I'm
is.
Madonna, and I'm not doing a show.
All right, let me throw out a couple more, Mike. Guess which side they're on. George Clooney.
Least annoying.
Sorry.
He's the darling of America. He's so cute.
He's the 27th most annoying.
All right, whatever.
Just in front of Sean Penn and just behind Ashley Simpson.
Well, probably because he gets so politically active. Is that the reason?
I don't know.
They don't give reasons. They just put them there.
How about... want to try to throw you a curveball here.
Where's Barbara Harrison? What list is she on? Are Krebs or Harrison on that list?
They're both in their coffins right now.
You know, I realized that in 2007 I haven't been invoking their names enough on the show.
It's true.
How about Jack Black?
Most annoying.
Uh-huh. Least annoying.
Oh, that's not true.
Number 30.
Oh, man.
This is from, incidentally, from miannoying.com.
Jack Black.
Jack Black is number 30.
It's the popularity of the Zit website.
How about...
Yeah, right. You can tie those together. 6 degrees of zitsuation.
All right, Mike, what about Dale Jr.?
Least annoying.
There you got one.
I just took a guess with people like.
Let me see. Let me try to find one.
But I bet Jeff Gordon's on most annoying.
I cannot find him in the top 30 of most annoying.
It would just follow, you know, people like Dale, people
right.
don't like Jeff.
Right, you think.
How about... Oh, here's a good one. Simon Cowell, because he could be on either list.
Most annoying?
Yes. Yeah, oh, right.
Really?
No, but you're wrong. No.
Really?
He's the most annoying.
Everybody agrees.
Idol. How about Clay Aiken?
Most annoying.
Yes, he is.
Of course he is.
Very annoying. What about Clint Eastwood?
Least annoying.
No. Most annoying.
Really?
Wow.
He doesn't do anything. He just sits there and scowls.
How about Green Day?
Most annoying.
Least annoying.
Oh, man.
Hard to figure, isn't it?
God.
How about Jerry? It's gold, Jerry. Jerry Seinfeld.
Most annoying.
Least annoying,
that's because he's not in the spotlight. If he was back in the spotlight, he'd be most annoying.
How about Allison Janney? That big giraffe woman from...
least annoying.
Least. From, what is it?
She's lovely. West Wing.
Right. Yeah, she's least
annoying. She's harmless.
Least annoying.
Mm-hmm.
How about 50 Cent?
Least annoying.
No, come on. Very annoying. Very threatening.
Menacing.
Very threatening to us white folks.
Is Al Roker least annoying?
50 Cent. Corey Feldman.
Most annoying, even though he's been out of the spotlight. The police, if he is not on the most annoying list, I'm leaving the country.
He is on the most annoying list.
All right.
However, he's near the bottom. He's in the
90s. Well, that's because he's just not happening. Like 90s. He was a year ago when everybody was talking about Corey Feldman. Is Corey Haim on that list?
What about either one of them? Terry Hatcher.
Most annoying.
Indeed.
Yeah.
James Brown, she is. Indeed. Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff, least annoying.
No, most annoying.
I thought she was really kind of under the radar.
Hey, here's a surprise at number 55. We've had the guy on the show before. Yucko the Clown.
Oh, yeah.
Yucko the Clown.
Surprised he's on the list.
Least annoying. Most annoying. And Yucko the Clown is right between Kelly Clarkson and America's Next Top Model.
I'm most annoying.
Oh, the most annoying.
What has Kelly Clarkson done other than have a few hit records?
Yeah, other than look really, really good.
Yeah, she's transformed herself into a superstar.
I don't want to buy a Ford, but I'd love to make love to her on a Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Ford, fix or repair daily.
I'd like to see that fusion.
Hello. Where's Flavor Flav on this list?
Flavor Flav had the reality show also.
Right, no. Not on there. Sorry. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, guys. I've got some more shopping tips for you.
Shopping tips? Oh, like the Target thing. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Costco. If you go to Costco and you find something that ends in 7, they normally end in 9, but if something ends at 7 at Costco, bare bones price.
Really?
Final price.
But hold on a second. Hold on. You just had a qualifier, though, where you said 7 or 9.
No.
Oh, did he really?
No, he said it's normally 9, but if you see a 7, that's the final price. All right. What if I go into Costco on a weekend and buy 300 pounds of crab legs and it comes out as a 7? Does that mean I got the lowest price?
You must be shopping here in Fort Myers, because we do that every weekend.
Man, I love them crab legs.
Yeah.
You know, and my best Christmas present over the vacation was the DVD box set of Deadliest Catch, where they show how they catch those king crabs. So I'm going to be buying lots more of them. Yeah, absolutely. Guys risk their lives for that food product to put it on my table.
How about Sandra Bernhardt? Or Bernhardt, you know her.
Sandra Bernhardt.
Yes.
I'm going to say most annoying.
Negative.
Oh, now those are ones they throw in there just so people like you can confuse people like me.
Anastasia.
I'm going to say least annoying.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's sweet.
Yeah, she is.
Sweet.
How about Tina Fey?
Yeah, I was hoping it would be Tina Yothers. Tina Fey, most annoying.
Yes, she is.
Huh. She's very annoying, and her show sucked.
But who wouldn't do her, though? Who wouldn't just... But you'd have to leave
I wouldn't do her with the enthusiasm that you say... there's something... She does something for you. She doesn't do it that much for me. She looks like maybe down there would be a little unkempt.
I disagree. I disagree. You know what? It would be like
just
a long...
I think of her as a news lady.
And what's wrong with being a news lady?
Well, no, just a busy, sweaty news lady.
Oh, no, I disagree. Huh. I disagree.
I think she could probably, you might see her on popdadsit.com. Oh, no.
No, I want to tell you something. Not only is it beautifully manicured like a front yard with a nice white picket fence out front, it's done in the
She's one of your ladies.
It's done in the perfect triangle.
Right.
The perfect, not a landing strip, not a Don Johnson thing.
She's no Kathy Griffin.
Not a Bermuda triangle.
Thank God.
No,
I'm strangely attracted to Kathy Griffin.
Isolate that. She stands alone there, Mike.
I saw her interviewed like last weekend.
Good news. There's more of her for you to go. More of her to go around for you.
She works out.
And talk about being on.
I think she's a bodybuilder.
On popthatzit.com. Popthatvaginalzit.com.
I think Griffin is in very good shape.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Takes after her father, Merv.
Now, hello. Are you there? Come on. You're killing us.
Pick it up. Kathy Griffin, are you there?
One more for you, Mike. How about American Idol winner Taylor Hicks?
Most annoying.
No, everybody loves him.
Oh, come on.
Least annoying.
Right.
Soul Patrol.
Jay Leno.
Most annoying.
Yes.
Oh, unquestionably.
Good. David Letterman.
Least annoying.
Most annoying.
Yeah. See, I like Dave.
So do I, but
Jimmy doesn't annoy me.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Least annoying.
Buzz?
I'd say most.
Made it up. He didn't make the list.
Didn't make it.
How about that British guy that comes on late?
Hold on, he's
Craig
on here.
Ferguson. Craig Ferguson.
He actually is on here somewhere.
You do. They're sitting as
he's annoying. He's annoying, but he's not as annoying as Jenna Jameson.
What?
And he is more annoying than Lindsay Wagner.
Lindsay Wagner? Who is she?
Amazing. That's the bionic woman.
And incidentally, we're saying it wrong. It's Lindsay Wagner. We're pronouncing it like Lyle Wagner.
Wagner, yeah.
Lindsay Wagner. Bionic woman.
Also now star of the commercials for the adjustable bed with the sleep number.
Craftmatic? Oh, sleep number.
Sleep number
mm-hmm.
bed.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Donna. Mike Show.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Howdy.
Mike, how about that Kelly Clarkson? I'd sure like to focus on her contours.
Why was that directed at me?
Because you made a joke about the Ford Fusion. He was just following in your comedy footsteps there, Johnny Appleseed.
But I didn't get the cricket. I'm
going to give her a pro.
No, you know why? Yours was funny.
Thank you.
Not funny.
And the Fusion, more of a, more of a topical car.
The probe.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah. Where's our good friend Mel Gibson at?
Mel Gibson is not on this list.
Well, see, I think they've really done a bad job with that list. Of course, he should be on the list. As least annoying.
Least annoying celebrity of all time. Most beloved, that's what it should
be. Where's Chevy Chase on that list?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Howdy.
Hi. Hey, it seems like Mike did a lot of these wrong. I'm not sure if he... actually watched his program.
What? What?
You're not sure? What? What? What was that?
I think he ever watched Tina Fey's program. It was actually quite funny with Mr. Alex Baldwin.
I actually watched it once and I didn't like it. And
I think you should give it a shot, man.
I do like Tina Fey on Weekend Update. I've always enjoyed that.
You should watch the show.
Used to do that.
Okay.
I don't think the show is particularly funny. I just would do her. With 1,000 Alec Baldwin bees.
Speaking of Alec Baldwin, is he on the list?
No.
He would be least annoying to me.
I would think so.
I'd do him, too. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys,
would you do him, the fat Alec or the thin Alec?
Yes. Hello.
Either one.
Hey,
I do Alec Baldwin from The Cooler or for The Hunt from Red October.
Okay. Would The Cooler be... Would The Cooler would be up there as far as feature films he's been in... Where he's on the fat side.
He's got a very small role in the new movie, The Good Shepherd.
Would you do Alec Baldwin as a guest on the Sharon Osbourne show?
Oh.
Do you remember that?
We already had his PJs on. No.
Do you remember how fat he was then?
No. No, I wouldn't. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Where he draws the line.
Hey, guys, did you ever watch that kid that is after Mad TV? He's like the wannabe David Letterman?
Yes. Yeah.
That kid annoys me.
I've seen the promos for it. I don't know what the guy's name is, though. Yeah, it's a one-hour chat show that's on after Med TV.
Bobby Lee, is he least annoying or most annoying?
Didn't make it, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, you're Tina Fey is your new Janine Garofalo.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, you know what that is? That's a disservice to Janine Garofalo. Garofalo is an ugly, banged-up pig.
No, so it's
Tina
a disservice
Fey.
To Tina Fey, then. You used to like Janine Garofalo.
I like her, but to compare her to Tina Fey...
But she and Lisa...
Tina Fey is a diamond, and Janine Garofalo is a piece of dog poop.
Hmm. Well,
when you like... No,
Tina Fey, Janine Garofalo, Alanis Morissette,
When you line them up together...
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
When you line them up next to each other...
Now we're getting somewhere.
Are you kidding?
Oh, now if you gave
Tina
me that
Fey's,
choice...
Tina Fey's beautiful compared to Janine Garofalo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tina Fey's beautiful anyway, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never get a really... Maybe, do we ever get a really good look at Tina Fey's body?
Beautiful is a strong word. She's not... Oh, and speaking of strong, she's not strong in the boob department.
No. She wore a very nice gown, I think, in the last episode. Looked pretty good. I think the main question would be, has her ass dropped?
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Mike.
Yeah,
because I'm 47 and mine hasn't yet.
You're on the.
How you gotta do it?
I know.
Like all this.
Sorry, you got an awful phone. Please
to be calling back. Last call, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Sally Thorner from WJZ-TV in Baltimore.
Least,
she is so annoying.
Least annoying.
Oh, most sexy.
Most sexy.
Sexy.
Voted most likely to want to make a mess in her face.
Least annoying along with Don Scott and Marty Bass.
She goes to the men's room at Channel 13. The three of them stand in the urinals in the morning together.
And who's the Rudy? Rudy Miller. Rudy Miller. Lee's the player. You know, it's fun when we talk about Baltimore local TV personalities. Sally Thorner, Don Scott, Marty Bass.
And Sally Thorner.
The late Jerry Turner.
Sally Thorner is the old, weather-beaten lady doing the news in Baltimore. Who were we talking about earlier that had the spray-on tan? Every time I see Sally Thorner on TV, she looks like she's just come out of one of those spray-on tan places.
Because she takes care of herself. That's why.
She cares. You know, here's the thing about Sally Thorner. I do believe that she's one of those women that's so driven by the fact that there's some young piece of ass waiting to take her job that she works herself crazy, like on the elliptical machine.
Right.
And she's one of those women that works so hard to look good that really, once you take her personality out, she looks gross.
Yeah. Yeah, but she is in shape. She works herself. She's a compulsive worker-outer, like Topper. People that, you know, just their body is a temple, and they're on television, they want to give. Sally Thorner, Topper Shutt.
Topper Shutt, Alec Baldwin. All of my favorite sexy men. We got to hit a break. When we come back, if we have time. Sure we do. We got time for Buzz. Well, here's some of the tapes of what's his name?
The Three Stooges.
Hey, Mo.
Who's dead?
Sally Thorner has one.
He's been dead for a while. That's not a bulletin.
He died at the motion picture country home and hospital.
These are just... Where'd you find these tapes, Rob?
On a weird bootleg Three Stooges documentary.
Okay, let me just hear a short one first.
Harry Coon signed us up at Columbia.
First time we've heard him since the stroke.
As Larry from the Three Stooges?
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderfully sad.
To give you an idea of the age, it was black and white videotape.
Black and white videotape.
Wow. And Paul Curley was a genius in my way. A real nut. You had to be a little crazy to stay in show business, you know that. He used to go out with George Raft, you know, years ago, and they won every prize everywhere. Very good dancer.
Hey, Mo.
I used to love it way, way back in the early days in New York City when Larry Fine used to count down at midnight in Times Square. That was
the beautiful thing. His hair was combed back so it was him.
Oh, wow.
All right, well, here's the tapes of Larry Fine. And what Rob believes is his last recorded interview before he died.
I'm sure.
I promise.
Well, he outlived Mo.
No.
Or, no, he outlived Curly.
Yeah.
But he didn't outlive. Mo was the last one to go.
But Joe DiRita
is not a Three Stooge. He never will be.
All right. But yeah, of the original four.
Regis, did you like the Three Stooges?
Yeah, but you know, it looks like it's about 12 inches long.
That's enormous, right?
That is enormous, isn't it?
Right. What about Larry?
Let me smell you for a minute.
Some more Larry.
We had to stop the dungeon. Was in the Three Stooges beat Hercules. I fell out of the carriage, and Curly Joe hit me right here. 280 pounds.
Oh, God.
So I thought Chewy crushed my chest. They took me to the Cedars of Lebanon, where fortunately they found out I didn't have a crushed chest. Well, maybe I'm stronger than I thought I was.
Curly Joe DiRita killed that man. Sounds like it, uh-huh.
God damn, those are some good tapes.
Hey, Mo.
Curly Joe DiRita.
Hey, Mo, don't pull my hair.
Looked at Sally Thorner. They gave us permission to go out on a personal appearance tour.
You know, why don't they put that jolly music? The guy can barely keep his two lips together, for goodness sakes. They got the music in the background. Do, 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 do.
I want to be alive today for only one reason.
What's that?
What's that?
So I could do Alec Baldwin.
Do you find him annoying?
I find him most annoying, especially when he's fat, Mo. Time to go to sleep.
I'm really truly amused by that.
Hey, Oprah.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, sweetheart. What's your name, darling? Never mind. This is who I am. Yeah, that's right. I like to know who's shopping around in my neighborhood. So, darling, what you do is you be in my office first thing tomorrow morning if you want to continue to work here at the Shangri-La, and you and I'll go over the rules together. And I also want you to bring me a clean bill of health. All right, my dear?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. How'd you like to bury that hole, huh?
Alec Ball.
Great movie.
The Stooges.
Why, you dummy. Don't you dare hit me in the head. You know I'm not normal.
What?
See that? Oh. Oh, why don't you do things right?
Right.
I like their show. I like their show a lot. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We were talking with Robbie and the guys in the back about when we used to watch the Three Stooges when we were kids.
Right.
I don't know if you remember this, Mike, at the evolution, the Stooges are, sad to say, hardly relevant now. You'd be hard-pressed to find people who really know a lot about the Stooges.
Yeah, they're dated.
But back in the day, once they made the initial run and they were on TV every afternoon, one of the first signs of PC-ness in our country was when they had the Stooges say, as a disclaimer, maybe you remember this when you'd watch them in the afternoon. Hey, kids, remember, the stunts that we do are just stunts. We don't really hurt each other.
We never really hurt each other, kids.
Do you remember that? You remember it, right?
Yeah, what I remember.
What did it used to say?
They'd show a picture of Larry, like from 1935, like young, vibrant Larry.
Right.
And then it would be, hi, kids. This is Larry. Remember, when we were not on the movie, we're not really hitting each other.
Because it was the very beginning of political correctness that people were saying, who would watch the Stooges because these guys just beat the crap out of each other?
Was it a result of some reports of kids belting each other or trying to put their head in a vice or anything like that?
I don't know. Did you see the thing on unrelated to this the other night on TV about some kid somewhere who hanged himself?
Yes.
Because he saw the video of Saddam Hussein?
That's not funny.
I know, yes it is. I saw the pappy on TV, the
right.
Daddy,
yes.
Saying what a crime it was. You know, meanwhile, hey, hello, how retarded is your, 13-year-old son?
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz. Thank
you. Wow. Problem solved.
Handled and handled.
He's mentally retarded.
Young right. people are so easily influenced.
So here we go. Larry Fine. Larry from the Three Stooges. Here he is with something that is labeled Larry's fountain pen story.
Let's listen.
His last interview.
And many a time...
No laughing.
We didn't even use sound effects. Then one day, they had a scene where a fountain pen jumps out of a bowl of whipped cream and hits me right here. Well, after all the preparation, I said to Jules, I said, look, the hole is holding the wire. You know, they shout on the wire. It's too big. It's going to...
Do you even understand what he's saying?
No, they could use maybe Ryan Seacrest there to help him along.
Okay, Dick. Where's that tape, Rob? Where's Dick Clark?
We need to have dueling.
We can't compare.
Remember Larry Fine's teen dance show?
He hit me right in the skull. He said, oh, I wouldn't let nobody hurt you, Larry. So I see this front man. I know he's going to do it fast. He did. And it went about that deep in my skull. Hey, Bo.
There you go. American Fine Stand. That was the...
I finished the scene, and I pulled the pen out. Ink and blood went all down my...
Did he say ink and blood?
Yes. Yeah, yep.
So he really got hit with a fountain pen?
He's talking about getting a fountain pen really on the head.
Yeah. Face. And I let him have it. Some choice words. What I didn't know was some teacher had a lot of school children on the set. I felt so terrible, because we really love kids.
It is an honor for me to co-host this show, which has become a tradition all around the country, as you know. A true television icon has made it that. We're so happy he's here once again with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dick Clark.
Thank you, Ryan. You know, this year looks like it's going to be the best New Year's ever.
And poor Curly was a genius in my way. A real nut. You have to be a little crazy to stay in show business, you know that.
Yeah.
When I think about when I started here 35 years ago.
He used to go out with George Raft, you know, years ago, and they won every prize everywhere.
Hard to believe how far we've come. There are more cameras, more music, more people. It's still the biggest party in the world.
Very good dancer. Very light on his feet. Curly. The original Curly.
The original Curly. I want to hear what he says about the original
lost
Curly.
Something, I'll admit it. However, we got Chimp, who was one of the originals.
And I can't wait to bring it to you. Don't go away. It's going to be great. Coming on right up.
Dick Clark's fountain pen story.
Did you happen to hear what, through all of that, did you happen to hear what Larry said about Chimp just then?
No, I wasn't even listening to what he was saying. I couldn't make it out.
I heard it.
What did he say?
There was Shemp, who was one of the originals.
Shemp sucks, Mike. Are we going to get back to this again?
I happen to hear, we're playing Larry Fine tapes. You happen to hear it if you listen, that Larry just said Shemp was one of the originals.
I do have a dog in this fight. And my dog in this fight is Shemp sucks. If I turn on the Stooges and it's a Shemp one.
Shemp or Curly Joe Dorita?
I'll take Shemp over Curly Joe.
Shemp or Joe Besser?
Again, yes, Shemp. That's like saying, would you take Ringo Starr or Pete Best?
No, it's actually what you've got. You've got Shemp as the fourth Stooge. If you don't have Curly, Larry, and Moe, what you're saying is the next best thing was Shemp, right?
Yeah, that's like the next best thing to... God, I'm not going to be able to come up with a good enough analogy. The next best thing to having, I don't know, lung cancer is having colon cancer.
Exactly.
I mean,
you just made my argument.
Shemp is Stooges cancer.
No, he's Curly not... Joe Dorita was Stooges cancer.
No, Curly Joe.
It was a wannabe. At least Shemp was Shemp. Shemp. There was no other like Shemp
Curly
wannabe.
Curly Joe is Stooges AIDS.
Wow.
That's what he is. Shemp is cancer.
But Shemp at least was an original.
Curly Joe, and I sound like I'm talking like Larry right now.
Curly Joe was like trying to be the original Curly, and that's what made it suck.
Shemp is like cancer. Cancer is...
He died of a stroke, I think.
But I mean, I'm speaking metaphorically.
Put his chin on his chest and then died.
Cancer is the great undefeated killer of our lifetime.
Yeah. I hate cancer.
Right? Everybody does. Yeah. Right? So... And cancer's been around forever, like Shemp. Shemp has been around forever. Shemp is a cancer on the Stooges.
Well, Shemp is immortal like all the Stooges.
No, he's not. He is.
No,
there are three Stooges.
You will still see Shemp.
There are only three Stooges that are immortal, hence the name.
Curly, Larry, and Moe.
Yeah, those are right. Come on, those are the best, the original.
I'll give you that. I will give you that there are the three Stooges are immortal, and it's Curly, Larry, and Moe. I'm saying that Shemp, for whatever reason, Shemp... There were moments where Shemp amused me.
What was it?
Yeah, you know, and you know what it is.
That thing that
Shemp
I can't
was
do
the
with
one,
his mouth.
Shemp was the one that would take the drink of whatever it was, whatever the poison he was drinking, and then do the...
OTP, Mike. One-trick pony. One-trick pony. I told you before I even got married...
I think Shemp was the one that really probably was hurting the most when he did those shows.
Yes. Before I got married to Frida, one time I talked her into going to a Three Stooges film fest with me in Pittsburgh, where we actually went to a theater and watched Three Stooges movies for like 5 hours.
Right.
And the point where I drew the line was when Shemp started showing up.
Right. Really.
That's when I turned to Frieda and said, you're a great girl for sitting through these. We can now leave.
Should they bring Shemp in at about the third hour, fourth hour?
Yep.
What if they brought Shemp in at the beginning? Would you have boycotted the entire festival?
How could you have a Three Stooges film fest and feature Shemp in the first hour?
You can't. You can't.
Really, right?
I agree with you.
Okay.
I find that what you say is true and not true at the same time.
It's because you got a thing for Shemp.
I do, and it's the bottle trick. And it was one trick, but Curly Joe Dorita didn't do any tricks. Joe Besser didn't, you know, did a don't hurt me thing, that kind of a feminist thing.
That's when they had the talking horse,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That was when the Stooges weren't the Stooges. That's when the Stooges were truly pathetic. I give you that Shemp was with the Stooges when they weren't pathetic. They weren't pathetic. He would just substitute. He came in once Curly had the stroke.
He's the Billy Preston of the Stooges, then.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
I can accept that.
Which means later he's going to be
totally caught up in, was it meth that Billy Preston was caught up in? And
something.
Didn't Billy Preston go crazy and kill somebody?
He did some time. I know he did some time. He drove his car into a tree, and then he drank out of something, and he went...
What is this? Put that in?
Oh, that's from New Year's.
That was the
Larry Fine New Year's.
We keep on dreaming. Ow, not so hard.
Joe Besser.
The worst.
The worst. Pathetic.
Well, that's the
an embarrassment.
That we don't like.
We keep on dreaming. Ow, not so hard.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Jesse.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
I'd like to agree with you, Mike. I thought Chip was pretty good. I mean, Curly was definitely the best, but...
Nobody can argue.
There was really nothing wrong with Shemp.
Nobody can argue that Curly was the best.
Hold on.
Okay, exactly.
At the end, there was a lot wrong with Shemp.
There was nothing wrong with Shemp except the fact that he had to replace Curly.
He came in to he saved them by replacing Curly.
And now you're rewriting history, Mike.
Well, no, I'm not. That's the truth.
Now you're conjuring. Now you are at no best. You're a dictator
they,
now.
Curly had the stroke, and they had to go on. The show must go on. Remember when he had his stroke, it was on the set, and they finished the scene of Hoi Polloi.
Now, you're a Shemp enthusiast. Do you take a vibrant Shemp over the Curly, like in the last five shorts when he'd already had one stroke?
Yeah, Curly was so sad in those last five.
The last ones were tough.
He didn't move. He didn't do it. He couldn't do his
dee-dee-dee-dee. He was still better than Shemp, though.
It was more like...
A half-dead Curly is better than a full-alive Shemp.
I'd have to go back and look at those Curlys, the last five, and see if... Because Shemp committed. He did commit to the part. This is Shemp New Year.
You know, there's a great feeling down there in the square. They started to arrive in the middle of the afternoon.
And many a time, we didn't even use sound effects.
And right now, they're all waiting for Christina, the tiny young lady with the big, big voice.
They gave us permission to go out on a personal appearance tour where they... Save money, and we made money.
I hope next year on Dick Clark's show, I use that music in the background.
Oh, God. Stroke of midnight.
All right, that's all the time we got for that. The Buzz News Hour coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3, 4.
A credit to their race, Don and Mike.
Guy J. Burtley. Hello there, Buzz.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi. The news that Van Halen's about to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame raises the obvious question, which Van Halen and who will show up for the honors?
Oh, here they go again.
Both of them.
These days, the group is made up of Alex, Eddie's son Wolfgang, and once again, David Lee Roth.
Wolfie.
Wolfgang plays bass, replacing original bassist Michael Anthony.
How old is Wolfgang now?
Oh, I read it earlier. 20-something, I think. I don't remember now.
Valerie's baby.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I guess so. I guess he would be because there were two other marriages that I remember, famous people, right when Fried and I got married, actually Free. Luke and Laura on General Hospital.
Okay.
Princess Di.
Right.
And Eddie Van Halen. And those all worked out pretty good.
Yeah. And later they had the little son, Wolfie.
Michael Anthony has nothing nice to say about the Van Halen brothers these days, but he did help bang out the hit, so he's been invited to perform, too.
Here you go from Rob, the thinking man's comedian, although this is true. Shemp is the Gary Cherone of the Three Stooges. See, what you would have to do is know that Gary Cherone was the guy. Was he in...
The B album.
Did he do that song that's... There's a hole in my heart. Yeah, Johnny?
Yes, he did.
What was that group?
That was the band. The band's name was Extreme.
Extreme. He was the laid-back singer from Extreme who replaced Sammy Hagar for one record.
That is such an insult to Shemp.
Jesus.
Well, Mike,
I thought we were all done with Shemp bashing.
Never. I'm going to surprise you. I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know what he is? Gary Cherone is the Joe Besser of Van Halen.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The other wild card is Sammy Hagar, who filled in for David Lee Roth in the 80s. He's been invited. If he shows, it could be as uncomfortable as having dinner with your dad and your stepdad at the same time.
When are those guys going to figure out? They all want to go out and they want to make money. They all want a tour.
Right.
If you just got them all together and said...
You put David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar. And you'd probably... Remember when we went backstage in Philadelphia with Sammy Hagar?
Right.
I don't think you'd ever be able to get those guys on stage. They constructed
backstage areas with a wall so that those guys wouldn't see each other.
But
so
if you did it with such a big bag of money, imagine if you had David Lee Roth and Sam Hagar and Wolfie.
It'd be fantastic.
Alternate.
And people would want to see it.
Hold on, here's the Van Halen fan. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just read online that Wolfgang's not even 18 years old yet.
Not even 18.
No, that would make sense.
I thought he might be around my kid's age. My kid's going to be 22 in March. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's pretty close.
Right. And wouldn't you love to see that, though? I mean, if they would do it, but they won't do it. I mean, they've been fighting forever.
You become eligible for the Rock Hall of Fame 25 years after you release your first recording. In the case of Grandmaster Flash, can it be 25 years already? He's also being inducted along with the Furious Five. They're the first artists to make it in. R.E.M. will be honored March 12th as well.
Homo.
Motown's The Ronettes are also in this time, along with the punky Patti Smith. That's Smith, not Smythe.
Is she the one that didn't shave her armpits?
I don't think either one of them did.
Hold on. Patti Smythe is the one that did The Warrior, who is married to John McEnroe. Right. Patti Smith is that chick with the armpit hair with...
Right. Because the night belongs to lovers.
One blonde, one brunette, right?
Yeah, one a very dirty blonde. dirty.
And by the way, a movie about the late James Brown. A movie about James Brown is in development with Usher. With Usher and Sam Jackson mentioned for the starring role.
Why didn't you say that in the first place?
Well, I was trying to. Who wouldn't love to be an actor?
Mike was making a reference to. Okay, is that Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Negro? Why did you say that in the first place?
I need to hear Negro.
The Path of the Righteous Man. And who wouldn't love to be an actor like Samuel L. Jackson? Paris Hilton hopes to be considered that someday. She tells Hello Magazine, "I'm serious about acting, and I have a bunch of movies lined up." She's clearly on her way to an Oscar with her recent efforts in House of Wax and her upcoming project called The Hottie and the Naughty. Naughty, in this case, means not hot, spelled N-O-T-T-I-E, not N-A-U-G-H-T-Y. If it takes this long to explain the title, the movie may also win a Golden Globe. Paris says she's been reading a book called The Power of an Actor. In other news, Paris Hilton believes she can read.
Did you run out of gas?
Yeah.
Here she is. Here's a tape of Paris Hilton, obviously, running out of gas, and the paparazzi comes to help her.
Did you run out of gas?
Yeah. So retarded.
Guilty's out of gas.
Keep the key turned, and then we'll push you.
The Yaris was running on empty, and paparazzi came to her rescue.
Over to the side of the road.
Suck on that, losers.
Tired of that, Paris Hilton.
And this just in, Britney Spears has purchased some stretch mark cream. A source spotted her stopping into a Beverly Hills boutique to buy Mustela creams.
That's my girl.
Like a lot of women, Britney wants to treat some of the skin damage caused by pregnancy. The difference is she spent $400 on the creams, at least according to this source, pulling the source. And I say good for her.
I hope she buys some Puzzy cream.
But your real showbiz shocker today, though, is that Screech from Saved by the Bell may have used a body double in his sex video featuring him with two women.
I looked at that sex video.
The sleaze who brokered the video to its current owner says you never see Screech's face and his thing in the same shot.
No, you don't.
He says the actor Dustin Diamond made the video with the intention of selling it. Now the broker, David Hans Schmidt, says he'll sue Screech for fraud if the body double theory can be proven.
Right,
oh, how will this all turn out? Screech's new girlfriend, and what a catch she must be, says she's seen the tape and that it's definitely his thing.
It's Screech's.
He's back.
We turned him down. He's one of the few guys we turned down. And
good
then,
for you.
And then we went back after him.
Ah.
And we couldn't get him because he was mad because we turned him down when he called us one time.
What a tragedy. Screech will never be on these airwaves. Or will he?
Never say never, Mike.
Right.
No, and he'll be on this show in about 30 years.
Well, look forward to it.
The new girlfriend is a lucky girl since the tape also features a dirty Sanchez, an act of degradation so foul it probably should be banned from explanation on the air.
Oh, no. Tell us, what is a dirty Sanchez?
I can't. I'm prohibited from explaining that.
Do your best.
I don't think I can.
Do your best. Try.
I really don't think there's a way
Come on,
I can do that.
Put Buzz on the spot.
It's you. You
Does it involve kissing?
No, it doesn't.
Does it involve touching?
There's some touching.
Does it involve licking?
Preferably not.
I can explain it by quoting the late, great Phil Hartman.
All right. Well, I'd like him to try, but go ahead, Mike.
Oh, I don't want to, if you want to.
Go ahead.
I was thinking. It's a drawn-on mustache, Dave.
And that brings us to the restroom where you work.
A new survey published in the Boston Globe says one in five bosses reads emails while on the toilet. Memo to self, never touch the boss's BlackBerry without washing hands afterward. The best place to work, however, is not where you work. It's Google, where they have laundry and dry cleaning service for the employees, along with a car repair, a spa with a pool, gourmet meals at work, and free on-site massage therapy.
I've seen this buzz. Very Mooney-ish, I think.
Fortune 500.
Very cultish, I think. I've seen these people. They're all way too happy.
I would join a cult like this. I can see why they're happy. A Fortune 500 magazine puts out the list. Last year's winner was the Wegmans supermarket chain. Perhaps you remember doing that story. It, or Wegmans, ranked third this year thanks to those show-offs at Google. Google also offers free on-site doctors.
Wow. Come on, Buzz, explain the Dirty Sanchez to us. Try.
It's where you give a girl a mustache, an artificial mustache. How's that?
Well, now that Mike helped you out.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't have done it without him.
With the painted-on mustache thing.
Yeah, well,
I ain't saying nothing.
I just wanted to hear Buzz explain it.
Yeah, there it is.
Have you ever done it?
Of course not. That's disgusting. Well, that's degrading. Why would you want to do? Why would anybody want to do that or have it done to them?
You want to ask me the same question?
I already know the answer, but go ahead. Mike?
Every night.
And that brings us to California, the doctoring business, which could become the second best place to work. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has just proposed that all Californians be required to have health insurance.
I like this, and I like this is the first positive thing I've ever said about Governor Schwarzenegger.
I want everyone to have the Dirty Sanchez.
And he
says he does. He explains to them what the Dirty Sanchez is.
Of officials.
Arnold says if you can afford it, the state will help you buy it with no pre-existing condition restrictions.
Good for him.
Employers of 10 or more people would be required to buy the insurance for their workers or pay a 4% payroll tax to cover the state's expenses. That's time for him to switch parties.
Everyone in California...
Hold on, what is this? Is Arnold? This is Arnold. Excuse me, Buzz.
My solution is that everyone in California must have health insurance.
Here he is.
If you can't afford it, the state will help you buy it, but you must be insured. The decisions that our team has made was not should we treat them or not treat them. The question really is, how can we treat them in a most cost-effective way?
Question, why do you talk like this?
Maybe they'll treat that.
And the question is, when is he going to run for president?
He can't.
That's right, because he's from a foreign country.
Unless we change the rules.
Yeah.
Doctors need hospitals can also pay a tax. Arnold's theory is they'll make more money once everybody's got health insurance.
The Arnold Singer.
Get insurance, get insurance now.
Jawohl.
Get insurance with Arnold.
Here's your ticket.
Enjoy your Dirty Sanchez from the state of California.
Thank you for explaining it to me.
Arnold's expecting opposition to his plan, but he claims it's a plan in which everybody wins.
That's a plan.
Another criticism of Arnold's plan is that it will draw more illegal aliens into California. That same concern now swirls around a chain of Texas-based pizza joints. And if you've never had Americanized Italian food from Dallas, you're in for a treat. Pizza Patron says it will start accepting pesos.
Oh.
Experts say they know of no other food chain.
There's a man getting upset in here right now.
Excuse me, Buzz.
This is
where I draw the line.
Yeah, wait till you hear. No other food chain with locations so far from the Mexican border accepts Mexican money. Now one does. This far. Now, in border towns, not unusual.
How far from the border?
Well, all the way up to Dallas and however far the Pizza Patron locations go.
So you mean in Dallas, Fort Worth, in the Metroplex?
Right. Well away from the border.
Who runs Border Town?
That's the question.
Basta Blasta. Who run Border Town?
Who run Border Town?
Who run Border Town? Well, that stinks on ice, Buzz.
I knew you wouldn't like this news.
How much in pesos, how much would a Dirty Sanchez cost in Dallas?
Oh, Dirty Sanchez, I don't know. You know, a pizza with everything, about 200 pesos.
Yeah, definitely if you want it regular or extra crispy.
Oh.
You know, the toppings on a pizza could look like a Dirty Sanchez.
Anchovies.
Yeah, anchovies.
That's what I'm thinking. Thank you, Buzz.
There you go.
Now you're helping. Now you're being
finally
a part of the show. Thank you,
about
Buzz.
Time.
Thank you.
Pizza Patron is very popular with Texas' Latino population, and quoting a company spokesman, we're trying to reach out to our core customer. The new year brings with it a new list of things, including the new words and phrases we've coined over the last year. Words like blog. That's an advertisement that's posing as a blog online.
That was, blog
was one of last year's words. Try to keep up. Also new on this list from the American Dialect Society, prohibited liquids and climate canary. A climate canary is an early indicator of environmental doom. Also making this year's list, macaca, the racial slur made famous by now former Senator George Allen.
I'm George Allen. I approve this message.
Macaca.
But the word of the year from the 117-year-old American Dialect Society is plutoed. If you've just been demoted or devalued, you've just been plutoed.
Okay. That sucks ass. That does not have any staying power.
You don't think Pluto will stay around?
Are you kidding me?
I think a lot of people are very upset. Pluto's no longer a planet.
Pluto is struggling.
Won't hang around as long as a dirty sand shed.
Amen, Mike.
And that brings us to President Bush, who gave us a whole new list of great quotes in 2006.
Oh, look, the key for me is to keep expectations low.
I have for you now your top 10 list of Bushisms from 2006.
Okay.
From the website of the same name. Number 10, the fiscal year that ended on February the 30th. Number 9, I want to be a war president. No president wants to be a war president. Number 8, Congress was right to renew the Terrorist Act. Number 7, when the final history is written on Iraq, it will look just like a comma. Number 6, stay the course. Number 5, the only way we can win is to leave before the job is done. Number 4, I've got an eclectic reading list. Number 3, it was not always certain that the U.S. and America would have a close relationship. Number 2, I use the Google, and the number one Bushism for 2006, I'm the decider.
Yeah.
There it is. Here's your meat tray.
Losers.
Have your meat tray, Buzz.
Thank you and good night.
Very nice, Buzz.
In other news, Vice President Elmer Fudd went hunting again yesterday. We'll have that story when we return.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh,
a different breed of cat. The Don and Mike Show.
Cream. Song by Prince. Dirty little song. His dirty little Buzz. Hi, Buzz. Like you don't know about a dirty Sanchez.
No, I know about it.
Please.
Don't care for the idea.
Like you're not going to be in your car on the way home reciting it like your favorite recipe. Add 2 ingredients of sugar. Kraft with tiny marshmallows.
That couldn't hurt.
Technically, can't you give one to yourself?
Sure.
I like calling it the dirty Elspeth. That's what I call it.
Just get yourself a can of anchovies and away you go.
Yeah.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Yes, the vice president went hunting again yesterday, this time for pheasant and duck in Pennsylvania, about 45 miles east of Pittsburgh. I did say duck.
Can you believe he's doing that again?
It hasn't been quite a year since the vice president shot a guy in the face, an image that Mr. Cheney said he'd, quote, never be able to get out of my mind. Neither will we, Dick. Neither will we. Now, a word about Dick Cheney.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Now, a word about Dick Cheney's biological suit. It's a hazmat suit the vice president reportedly carries with him at all times.
That's funny.
Presumably for when some nerve gas gets released. It's in the new Vanity here in recent Vanity Fair.
It's also great if you just want to party. You don't want to worry about, like, bodily function.
Right.
Hey, man, I'm getting totally wasted tonight, but don't worry.
Lynn, look at my outfit.
I have my biological spacesuit on. Look it. I can crap my pants.
This was all in a...
God, I love you, honey.
Vanity Fair.
Where's my gun?
It was in a Vanity Fair article what an understanding father Dick Cheney is. The article talks about that fact, especially when his lesbian daughter came out to him. The story comes from Cheney's friend Robin West, who rode in Cheney's official SUV. West says he noticed the motorcade taking a different route every day. He says Cheney explained, saying, "So the jackal can't get me."
Oh, God.
West also noticed a duffel bag. He quotes Cheney as saying, "It's a chemical biological suit. There's only one. You lose." End quote.
Buzz, you got to pick one or the other. Make fun of one or the other guy. You can't make fun of both of them on the same day.
Cheney would be the... Wouldn't Cheney be the guy today?
The guy today, probably.
Really, Bush, you're kind of piling on there with your top 10 things, dumb things that he said in 2000.
Cheney, though, in a hazmat suit, you know, today, and then saying the mean things in the history. And then going hunting for pheasants.
Come on. And the jackal.
Yes.
The Jackal's after.
Pretty good.
So the Jackal doesn't get me. Have you seen that movie with Bruce Willis?
No, I haven't. It's actually one I'd like to see.
It's not a bad... I know I say that about a lot of Bruce Willis movies.
Right.
It's really not a bad movie. They do a pretty good job of disguising Bruce Willis and making him appear to be a guy who really could be one of these guys who could slip through security.
Right.
And it's got that fabulous Sidney Poitier.
Oh.
He's good.
Hello, now I'm watching.
He's not too threatening.
Right.
I know
Rob says no.
Rob's giving me the thumbs down. I'm telling you, you're going to like him more than you like Harry Belafonte.
I don't like
this cat named Sidney Poitier. I'm telling you, he's an up-and-comer.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that I do a Sidney Poitier impersonation?
No. But is it Don't Call Me Mr. Tibbs?
Wow, I've done it before.
No, that's like only the most famous line that he has from any movie.
Oh, well, no,
go
no.
Go ahead, do it. Mm-hmm. Do it, though.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Hey, very good. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Nicely done.
Thank you. By the way, the U.S. also went hunting this week.
Come on, man. Now do a line from Mother Jugs and Speed.
Wow. I was going to go with Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Now, see, Mother Jugs and Speed was a movie that he did with Bill Cosby.
Right. And wasn't George Kirby in that also?
60s, I think.
There were pimps or something like that. Chasing bad guys.
George Kirby. Oh, that kind of voice. They call me Mr. Tibbs.
By the way, the U.S. also went hunting this week, bombing Somalia and killing a couple dozen Islamic extremists. The U.S. was targeting suspected members of Al-Qaeda, including a few of its key
players. Did you see the diagrams of that creature, that war machine that they took on these guys with, that C-130, that massive plane that's just got guns sticking out everywhere? I mean, really, it's very, very cool. I want to get me one.
Just plain
I'm going to give it to Dick Cheney.
You know what I say? K-E-A. L-G-S-E-O. Kill them all. Let God sort them out.
There it is.
They call me Master Death.
I'm getting it as I go along. Kind of working on it right now.
People in Las Vegas, meanwhile, are lining up to get tasered. Be sure and stop by the Taser International booth at the Winter Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas and get your jolt of 50,000 volts from the exciting new C2 model. People are lining up for it, getting zapped and screaming and falling down. And as the Playboy babes are happy to show you, they come in black, silver, blue, and pink. These new designer tasers go on sale this summer.
Taser!
Except where they're banned, like in New York, Washington, D.C., Hawaii, Michigan, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. Otherwise, maybe you could use it on the kids.
Again, I'm sorry, Mr. Glass, half empty. You just read 7 or 8 states?
Yes.
That means says to me there are 42 states where you could taser your balls off if you wanted to.
Good luck remembering which ones they are.
God, I hate being the positive force of this show.
I know.
I really do.
Did you say taser your balls off?
Yeah.
Coming this spring on the Don and Mike Show.
For a new contest.
Well, spring's when we have all the real money to give away.
Right.
Taser your balls off. From the station with balls. God, I know a lot of top 40 stations back in the day did that. Back when I was getting into radio, it would be 13Q. We've got balls. Caller number 13 right now gets a baseball. clever. Really, really stuff that was cutting edge back then. Wrong.
Imagine if they had tasers.
Balls. Now you can just talk about your balls.
Right.
You don't even have to like make an innuendo about it.
Right.
There's my balls. God, they itch.
Say it right out.
What's happening in the news now, Buzz?
Well,
besides my itchy balls.
A new survey shows that 1 in 3 American parents doesn't think their discipline is doing any good. 1 out of 5,000 parents, 31%, said they would never or only sometimes believe that the discipline did a lick of good. Over a third of the parents say they've tried the same methods used by their parents. 45% of parents say they use timeouts. 42% take away privileges. 13% yell, and just under 9% said they spank. But the researchers say there's probably more yelling and spanking than the parents will admit in a
Where's
survey.
Where's the Sam and Fran source? You put the child in scalding hot water.
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't listed.
That's what my parents did.
You listened after that, though, didn't you?
You're goddamn right I did. Yeah. Except my balls. God, did they hurt after that. My little boy balls.
If you haven't seen...
As opposed to my man bowl.
Trying to get that image out of my head. If you haven't seen the YouTube,
good luck.
If you haven't seen the YouTube video of a news anchor choking while she was on the air, you, my friend, are one of the few.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Already the 11th most popular comedy video of the year on YouTube. It's the 54th most popular for discussion since the website began.
Oh, I have not seen it either.
That's the first thing I'm going to do tonight.
Do we have it handy?
We do.
Oh, we're following a breaking story out of Iraq. Saddam Hussein could be executed within a matter of hours. At least that's what one Iraqi official is telling Reuters.
Look, now they're talking.
Excuse me.
They keep turning off the mic. Hear that? Now they've turned off her mic and they'll turn it back on again in a second, thinking maybe she's okay now.
It's still going.
No, she's not okay. So they,
wow.
They keep turning off her mic and turning it back on, hoping she's all right. She never recovers.
Wow.
What do you mean, she dies?
Like on her own spit, they go to commercial break.
Oh, God.
Wow. And now people are, of course, posting comments, as they do with YouTube videos, and the comments include, did she die? Now that would be funny.
Oh, God.
And I'd give her mouth to mouth, and I'd feel bad for her, but she's a stinking mainstream media liberal. I hope she loses her job. Ha-ha, someone else wrote. I hope she loses her job. Nice to know you're all out there rooting for us.
Internet.
And more and more companies are starting to ban cell phones at work. A recent article in USA Today says annoying cell phone ringtones are the number one complaint for a lot of workers these days. And more than a third of the companies surveyed by the paper say they now have rules at work about that. More than half of all workers say they get steamed when a coworker stops a conversation because of an incoming call. And experts say more companies will start banning cell phones, especially since they can also serve as cameras and entertainment devices. They don't want you doing either of those things at work. Schools are banning them, too, in Philadelphia and Detroit, and soon, and they're restricted to outside the classroom in Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, and Las Vegas.
Is this for kids?
New York is considering a ban as well. Now, the last part, yeah, was just about schools, but a lot of companies around the country are now banning cell phones at work. Because of the interruptions, because of the cameras, and because of the games that are on many of the phones now.
But don't people do that stuff without their cell phone anyway?
Yes,
people do it with computers. People do it with anything at the office.
Right. And I heard some people have inter-office romances. That's against company policy, right?
That is big time against
company
policy.
As long as it doesn't hurt their professional credibility. Who are we to judge?
I heard it's going on at our station.
Really?
At our station?
Oh.
Yeah, except I heard that they had a big thing with... somebody from HR came in and, like, had a big sit-down.
Sure, that's the normal course.
And the people that are screwing denied it. That's what I heard.
Oh, sorry.
It's my cell phone. He brought it to work.
Hello.
It's still ringing.
I can't seem to get it to stop.
You better take that. It sounds
important. That is not annoying, Mike. Hello.
Oh, hi. Yeah, it was your gravy.
Oh, now Don's cell phone is ringing.
That's not annoying either.
Not at all.
It's pleasant, actually.
Oh. Hello? Hey, I know. You're screwing at work. Right. Bye-bye. Everybody knows.
It's amazing who people confide in.
Bye-bye.
Finally, love. Love knows no age difference.
I want to tell you something. There may not be people laughing in their cars right now, but at 10800 Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia, everyone there right now is laughing so hard. They're going to leave stains on their toilet.
Mike, I'm going all the way back to the first break now.
Thank you.
Right.
Mike and his buddy that trashed his place down in Florida.
I love that when we tie it up in a nice little bow.
Nice yellow knot.
And
tie a yellow ribbon around Mike's old toilet tree.
Yay. And finally, the subject is love. Love knows no age differences. A 107-year-old Nigerian man has married a 30-year-old woman.
That's great, Captain.
This guy married his second wife 12 years before this one was even born. And love knows no bounds. In Michigan, a Bay City teenager is facing a string of charges after ramming his girlfriend's car to get her attention.
Yeah, Bay City rollers, baby.
16 times he rammed the car. Amazingly, nobody got hurt. He was just sure that if he could give his girlfriend a goodnight kiss, they'd be able to work out their differences. Turns out it wasn't his girlfriend's car. He will get that goodnight kiss. From a cellmate named Louie.
Wah, 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 wah.
I'm Buzz Burbank of the Don and Mike Show. Sorry, we're
out of time. No!
We gotta go.
Oh.
Oh,
super. Freddie Mercury. We gotta go with you tomorrow, everybody, okay?
Wonderful.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Hi there. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you and your Sanchez.
Good day to you, sir.
And Bobo.
You'll never guess what I have.
What?
A Joe Garagiola BM. Congratulations to 55 years of the Today Show.
Hey, Joe G.
This is the Don and Mike Show.